talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
All right, we got the tenor sax, vocal group, piano, drums, and guitar. We're all set to make a hit rock and roll record. Now let's hear it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Charles Barkley. You know what's terrible? Haters with no swag crumple y'all up like a paper bag. Crunch. How come ding-dongs look like hockey pucks? Let's get dangerous. Darkwing Duck. Charles Barkley.
It's breakfast time. Pancakes and syrup. It's breakfast time.
What did you do?
And now.
Hi, it's Lisa. I am going to be drinking a lot in the next few weeks.
Our feature presentation.
What's different about that?
Nothing. Yeah.
How is that an announcement?
And April Foolishness is coming up. You know what I do then.
Sure.
Yep.
Usually just before you get on stage.
So yes.
Just make a disaster out of the introduction.
Everyone's enjoying it.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:33. It is Wednesday, the 26th of March.
What is going on, party people? Is today really the 26th, by the way? I thought it was the 27th.
Am I off? The 27th.
Right.
I was confused for a moment there.
Good start.
Good morning, everybody.
It's 5:34. It's Wednesday, the 27th of March.
Kevin, what is your – I'm sure you have a policy on this. What is your policy on the rules around drawing penises on your friends' faces with Sharpies when they're passed out drunk?
Are they passed out drunk?
Yes.
Free game.
Really?
Game on.
I think money can attest to that. Yeah. Can he not?
Yes. Even in your own home, if you pass out in your own home, is that still
children.
Because I feel like that should be a safe zone. I feel like if you're at home and you pass out, a man should be allowed to pass out on his own couch, for instance, and not have to worry about his roommates drawing a penis on his face.
No.
If
you have roommates, it's their home too. If you have friends over, you're passing out in front of your friends.
But yeah, you deserve it.
Get out the Sharpie. Get out the Sharpie.
Well, the reason I bring this up is James Watson is a 31-year-old Virginia man. He fell asleep on his own couch early Saturday after an evening of heavy drinking. So while he was asleep, one of his roommates did the Kevin thing and took a Sharpie and drew a penis on his face. So he wakes up and he says, according to the police report, that he discovered he had male genitalia on his face.
He didn't say it was just drawn on his face?
No, my point is that the police report refers to it as male genitalia. They don't call it a penis. So he is furious at his roommate because he wakes up and he's got a penis on his face. So he goes into his roommate's room and jumps on him and starts hitting him in the face, and they start having a big fight. And the third roommate is woken up by the altercation and hears it and comes in and separates them. And then the roommate who just got beat up calls the police, and they end up arresting the guy with the penis on his face for assault, which is awesome because he's got a penis on his face in his mugshot. Like, it's not a bad enough night to already go through all that. Now he has a mugshot with a penis on his face.
What, if that was you, wouldn't you go, can you just give me a minute to try and wipe this off? I'm not asking for special treatment, but that's a bad, bad mugshot.
I would at least – I mean, there had to have been some time between when the police were called and when they arrived. I would think if the fight was broken up, that would be the time to duck into the bathroom and maybe work on that.
That guy's a douchebag. His roommate didn't have any choice. He's forced by the law of passing out to do that, even if he didn't want to.
Don't understand that at all. By the way, this article that I'm reading from thesmokinggun.com also links to a previous story from 2008 of a Tennessee man. Similar circumstances. He faced aggravated assault charges because he pulled a knife on the man that he suspected of drawing a penis on his face after he passed it at a party.
Well, he's got a problem.
Wow.
He pulled a knife. I mean, I guess you're pretty ticked off when that happens.
Well, don't pass out in front of your friends.
Has it ever happened to you? Have you ever been on the receiving end of that, Kevin?
I've never had anything drawn on me, but you remember we had an entire contest here where they took a picture of me passed out at Coachella. And right. then it was a photo.
That was Photoshop.
It was a Photoshop contest for about, I don't know, 3 months.
But that's not nearly as embarrassing as actually having it happen. And Lisa, why don't ladies draw vaginas on their friends that pass out? Why is that not a thing?
Well, they're harder to draw, I think, number one, because people are like, I'm not sure what that is. And two, we're just not mean like that. We talk about you behind your back.
Mean? That's not mean.
You don't
That's
do it
good,
right in your
good
face.
Good old-fashioned fun.
We're too busy holding your hair while you throw up.
Yeah. Women are more girls considerate.
Are, yes.
Girls are so much better than guys.
They're way better. No question. Yeah, he did the right thing. That's. I'm sorry. That's the rule, and I don't make them.
It's good to know.
Just
good to know
them.
If I'm planning on passing out around Kevin.
All right. Let's talk. Like that would ever happen. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
No chance.
I'd like to. It's a pretty good show.
What do we do now?
Adam Carolla, This Week in Rage. Very excited about that. I don't know if you've seen George W. Bush, 43.
I have seen him. He was the president.
I don't know if you've seen his artwork lately. Yeah. Somebody's email got hacked. I think it was his and some of his family. And
he's an artist?
He's an artist. He paints dogs.
I think he took it up after he left the White House. He had all this free time all of a sudden. He wasn't running the world. And
nobody wanted him to speak.
Right.
He decided he wanted to paint.
So he started painting. And the dogs are, they're okay. I mean, they're not horrible, but he's painted like 100 of them. And they're no better.
I applaud Mr. Bush. I think it's great that he, as a retired person, has discovered a passion.
We're not
some way to fill the time
that
he
retired.
That is no, retired.
Word.
No, he's retired.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, they're dumb.
And I want to see.
He has a self-portrait of himself in the shower.
Really? Like how self-portrait?
Doesn't show anything.
Oh. It's not like him looking down or
There's
anything.
There's something very funny about that. Admiring
yes.
God's handiwork? No.
Although, according to Kevin, Lisa, it is a self-portrait of himself.
That's true. I stand by that.
Okay.
It wasn't a self-portrait of anyone else. Would you like to take that back on today's show?
Excellent.
Got some good ones. Most of them being.
How dare you?
Cousin Sal will be here to tell us about how to make money on the Sweet 16.
Good.
He may have had the worst bracket for the NCAA tournament of anyone I personally know, but I'll listen to what he has to say.
This is
now.
One of those years where no one
right
came close. I mean, it was the most ridiculous year ever. Jane Levy will be on the program.
Oh, she's the best.
Coming in to talk about Evil Dead, which looks like it's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Looks like the most terrifying movie ever made.
Yes, it does. We have highlights of Splash from last night. And I'm very angry. I'm the one that brought in the highlights. I'm very angry that I didn't get to see Louis Anderson. He just sat there. Big fat Louis.
He didn't go?
No. They did. I guess they did half of them last week and half this week.
Oh, come on.
They split up the celebrities. Right, exactly.
So I didn't get Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Fatty.
Hmm.
Or Miss Alabama.
Right.
I got all three of those from last week's show.
I got none of those. And butt dialing on today's Kevin and Bean show as well, along with your Coachella tickets, which we're going to give you a first chance to win in about a half hour, just after 6 o'clock. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
By the way, Kevin, I was out to a dinner last night, believe it or not, with some folks, and they had your little kickball game on the TV.
USA-Mexico soccer?
Who ended up winning that thing? Because it was 0-0 when I left, and it seemed like it was very late in the game.
Yeah, nothing more exciting.
I know Ralph hates the ties in soccer. I do, too. But it was a tie, which is considered a win.
It was a 0-0 tie.
It was.
Oh, that's why it's the greatest sport in the world.
But it's
exciting.
But everybody said Mexico was going to destroy the U.S., and they just didn't.
No, they tied them.
But we got a
that's
point.
That's exciting.
We got a point out of
it. Oh, we got a point?
Yeah.
How exciting.
They could have gotten
a great sport. You're right.
They could have gotten 3 points.
So the guys ran around for what, like 2 hours on grass?
There were a lot of close calls.
They ran around a lot on grass, and they kicked the ball around,
right.
And at the end, nobody won.
No one scored.
I can see why you love it. That sounds great. That sounds like a great
sport.
I'm not
a fan of the tie, but in this group stages, that's how they do it.
Well, it was some very exciting kickball. Congratulations. Ralph is here now. Time for our first look at the Showbiz Beat here on a Wednesday Kevin and Bean show.
While we're talking about sports, next time somebody tells you that WWE isn't real, you say, you're bad. Say that to them.
Verbatim?
Yeah.
All right.
Because wrestling not only is real, it is very, very dangerous. Just ask Sean Waltman, known as X-Pac in the WWE. He is just out of the hospital after one of his signature moves went horribly wrong last weekend. He tried to straddle his opponent's face with what he calls the Bronco Buster. His signature move, the Bronco Buster. He wound up with a torn anus.
Oh!
Oh, my God.
Dude.
Oh.
Dude.
And had to undergo surgery
Whoa.
Dude.
To repair his anus.
dude.
We've all been there, ladies.
Thank you, Bean.
He was released from hospital yesterday. By the way, he lost that match when he tore his anus. So.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine
anything
worse.
God.
Well, except for like a torn scrotum, I guess, or torn penis, but it's right up there.
It's pretty close.
It's right up there with injuries I never want to have,
oh.
Nor do I want to witness or see. I don't be in the front row at a wrestling match and see the Bronco Buster turn into the O-ring Buster. You know what I'm saying? I just want to see that.
Oh, that's
a terrible injury. Bieber continues his assault on humanity. He just got back from his overseas tour, and he had a brand new Ferrari delivered to his house in Calabasas Monday night.
Of course he did.
Because you know how he rolls. He's got
to get a
brand new Ferrari. Well, it's because Lil Twist keeps ditching him, keeps putting him in drain pipes or something, and so he's got to get a new one every week. He decided it was a good idea to start racing the car up and down the streets of his neighborhood.
Sure.
At 9 a.m.
Can you imagine living near him?
Oh.
9 a.m., he's racing up and down.
And he lives in one of those neighborhoods where you're paying top premium real estate dollar for your house, and then you got this douchebag racing a Ferrari up and down in front of your house at 9 o'clock in the morning. The neighbor came out, confronted Justin. There apparently was a screaming match. And then, according to the neighbor who called police, Justin took a swing at him.
All right.
And threatened to do worse.
And imagine taking a swing.
I'll lift you up, bro. We all saw how dangerous he can be in England. We
Did
saw
he
that
miss?
Video.
Of course he missed.
Of course
I'm
he,
sure
missed. Couldn't reach any higher than the thigh.
An assault and battery charge was filed by the neighbor, and the cops are looking into it.
Good.
Sweet.
So,
Bieber's reign of terror. Reign of terror continues.
If Justin Bieber really effed you up, you still wouldn't call the police and report it, right?
Absolutely not.
You never would admit that.
I get what you're saying,
would.
But
no,
I'm with Ralph.
Because then you have to admit that Bieber
Don't
beat
care.
You up.
I want him in prison. That would be hilarious. I would stand there. I wouldn't even raise my hand. I would just let him have free shots at me all day, and I'd say, okay, you done? Then I would call the cops, and I'd say, he just beat the F out of me. Put him in jail. And then
the fun begins.
I'm just rubbing my hands together, got my box of popcorn, and I'm just like, let's watch what happens.
And by the way, if you're going to put Bieber in jail, put him in jail with that guy who's got the Bieber tattoo.
Yeah!
And he wants to kill him. I
and
like it.
And then credits. Then that's the end of our movie.
I like it.
It's a perfect ending. Khloe Kardashian. Things not well between her and Lamar, if you believe the rumors. Star Magazine says she's already moved on to another man.
Another man will have her?
The Game.
The Game?
The Game.
What?
That's
he doesn't even play basketball.
Says. He doesn't.
The Game?
Rapper and fitness trainer, The Game.
He's a fitness trainer.
I don't know. That's what it says here. Maybe she wants to use him for his fitness training abilities.
But what? But why is he?
Shed a couple kilos.
Why is he there?
I don't know. I can't imagine.
Huh.
And poor Lidla. She can't catch a break.
She's making a lot of dumb decisions.
She was on the set of Anger Management. And Charlie, apparently, on the set of his sitcom Anger Management, likes to have a tarot card reader bop around, entertain the crew and the cast in between shots. And one of these tarot card readers apparently did a reading for Lindsay and told her that her freedom was about to be compromised.
Awesome.
And that her career might suffer.
I could have done that reading.
Sources say Lindsay got furious, scattered the cards all over the place, told the woman it was a hoax, and insisted management cut off any more fortune-telling on the set.
Because she's in charge of that set?
Apparently she is. She's got a guest starring arc she's doing on that set, and I guess she has 20 more fortune-tellers.
Man, oh yeah. Man. This is a quick spiral into...
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? You're not going to go to rehab, and your career's great. There you go. You feel better now, Lindsay? Today's celebrity birthdays, singer Kimbra. She's 23 years old today. She's a good deal, that Kimbra.
Yeah, she's hot, right?
Yeah.
British?
She was in that Someone I Used to Know video.
Right.
She was a female voice in that video. She looked great. Actress Brenda Song is 25 years old today. Singer-songwriter Jessie J is 25. Oh, I love Jessie J.
I like her, too.
Did you see her in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics or the closing ceremonies, whatever the hell it was?
That's a long time ago.
She was around quite a bit. She did a lot of singing and dancing during those numbers. Fergie's 38 years old. Nathan Fillion, Castle.
Castle!
Why are you saying it that way?
Because I love Castle. All right. And also, of course, he was Mal Reynolds in Firefly, 42 years old. Elizabeth Mitchell from Lost and Revolution is 43. Mariah Carey is 43 as well.
Wow.
Pauly Perrette from NCIS is 44 years old today. Kevin,
I think she's hot too, right?
She's like goth hot. She's the one who's got all the tats and the black nail polish. And she's
do we have
like,
a goth bell?
I don't know if we have a goth
bell. I don't think we do.
Think so.
We need a goth gong. Kevin Corrigan from Fringe and Grounded for Life. He's 44 years old today. And Quentin Tarantino, director, writer, and does a hell of an Australian accent, I'll tell you.
Yes, he does.
50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. We have tickets for Coachella, and we're going to do it the exact same way we did it yesterday. Yesterday we did Omaroki, and we got no winners.
No one could guess.
Zero people could guess what they were.
We're going to recycle those clues.
We're going to use the exact same clips, the exact same songs, the exact same answers.
That is environment friendly. I like that.
So 1-800-520-1067 if you would like to go to all 3 days of Coachella. Call now, play next.
Brand new round of Would You Like to Take That Back coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin Amin Show. And we have highlights of last night's splash on ABC on the way too. So at 7:20 this morning, next hour, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of 3 day passes to Coachella weekend number one. But how about a bonus round right now at 1-800-520-1067? You too can win if you want to play Omaroki.
Omaroki as a singer, Omar's really lame. So we wish you luck because he sucks. If you guess, you win the game.
The people demanded it. They want me back.
Nobody demanded it.
Went wrong yesterday, Omar, when you sang your little songs and not one Kevin and Bean listener was able to identify the title and artist of the song you were singing.
Oh, the contestants were awful.
Not one, though.
All of them were
awful. It was all of them.
All of them were
bad. All of them.
All of them were bad.
All right.
Do you think the problem might have been on the other side of the phone?
Maybe? I'm always on point, Bean. Always on point. Rocking the mic right.
So we talked yesterday after the show. We didn't have any winners with Omaroki, so we figured we'd try it again. Omar will be singing some of the biggest songs from some of the biggest bands that are going to be playing Coachella. You have to tell us the band and the song title. And we're going to use the same clips.
And the reason we're doing that is to see if it was just a bad batch yesterday of listeners or if the problem is more fundamental and it's just Omar's singing makes every song unrecognizable.
Correct.
That's not the case. We'll see right now.
We'll see. Let's start with Candace, who's on line one. Hi, Candace.
Hello.
Are you ready for Omaroki?
Yeah.
All right, we're not going to tell you the band or the song title. You need to give us both, okay?
Okay.
Here's Omar.
Black bandana, sweet Louisiana, robbing on the back in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner, on her merry way saying, what you gonna? Looking down on a barrel of a hot metal 45, just another way to survive.
Why does every song from Omar sound like System of a Down? Have you guys noticed that?
All Candace, right,
title and artist to go into the drawing to win those tickets for Coachella.
Is it sounding like Red Hot Chili Peppers?
It is.
Yes.
Song title?
I don't know.
Guess. You know it's RHCP. Just pick a song.
I don't. Something. I was trying to go by the title.
Dang. Sorry. That's Danny California.
Black bandana, sweet Louisiana.
Stop singing with the clip.
Why? What? I'm going to say Omar was horrible again.
What?
But
that was gettable.
I don't know how great our caller was there either, so it's still a draw as to whose fault this is.
I think that was gettable compared to the ones that are coming up. Art is on the line now. Hi, Art.
What's up, Kevin Bean?
Well, we're trying this again. We're doing Omaroki. It's for 3 day passes to Coachella. You got to give us the band name and the song name for what Omar is about to destroy.
All right, let's do it.
Woohoo! 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 I got my head checked by a jumbo jet. It wasn't easy, but nothing it is now. Woohoo!
All right, that's good. Fine. Thank you, Omar. Art, title and artist, please.
That's Blur.
Yes.
Song two.
Song two.
Yes! Yes! He got it!
You are in the drawing, Art.
You hold
Congratulations.
On.
Congratulations. Well
done. Art right there.
Wow. How about that?
All right, let's go to Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very good. Thank you. All right, you ready for your song?
Probably not, but let's go.
All right, here's Omar.
It's 20 seconds till last call. You're going, hey, 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 hey. Lie down, you know it's easy. Like we did it over summer long.
Phoenix, Listomania.
Oh, Phoenix 1901. 20 seconds till
last call. You got Phoenix.
Okay. You got Phoenix. That was better than yesterday. Yeah,
thank you anyway for playing.
I was doing that French accent there.
Yeah, it sounded like it. Louis, hi. Louis, Lewis?
Oh, hi. How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Are you ready for your song?
Yeah, ready to do it.
Good luck. Here's Omar.
How does it feel to treat me like you do when you've laid your hands upon me?
Mercifully, he piped up so we didn't have to hear the rest of it.
We got to disqualify Lewis because he stopped me in the middle of
that. That was an added bonus.
Are you kidding?
All right, let's do one more contestant, but let's make it Bianca, who, believe it or not, guys, got through, was on the phone much later in the show yesterday and failed. Let's see how she does today.
Bianca, you're calling back?
I'm calling back.
You're going to try it again after yesterday's disaster?
Yes, I had to.
All right.
Now, whose fault is it if you don't win this time, Bianca? If you don't identify title and artist, is it on you or is it on O?
I blame Omar.
Yeah.
We all do.
Are you kidding?
We all do. That's true. All right. Here's your song. Good luck.
And the girl in front of the room. So close yet so far away, she never seemed to notice that silly schoolboy crush wasn't just pretend.
Wow. I'm looking at it and I don't recognize that. It was horrible.
I know that was Social Distortion story of my life.
Yes! And that girl in the
front of the room. I sound just like that.
Omar, like nothing like that.
Omar,
at
you
all.
Did that. You did the Social Distortion lyrics to the New Order song. You did that exactly.
All right, Bianca redeemed herself. She is in the drawing for weekend number one of Coachella passes. Also, Lewis and Art. Lisa May, only one can win. Who is it this hour?
The winner's Art.
Art.
Yeah!
Congratulations, Art.
Oh my God! Hell yeah! Three day
passes for Coachella.
Why? Thank you, Lisa. I did the magical singing here.
Thank you for sticking through with Omar Roque. We appreciate it.
Oh, Omar Roque, that's our game, and how much fun we had. Now you know that I didn't lie when I told you he was pretty bad.
Beautiful, talented actress Jane Levy joins us later on this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. She, the star of Evil Dead. And Ralph, you're going to have Evil Dead tickets to give away so folks can see it before it actually opens, too.
Yes!
All of that on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, we're playing Would You Like to Take That Back?
Would you like to take that back now? Would you like to take that back now? Tell me, would you take that back now?
Yes.
Would you like to take that back now? Would you like to take that back now? Tell me, would you take that back
now? This was a great idea when we started doing this a few years ago because, you know, it gets it off your chest if you get a chance to apologize, to come clean to the people that maybe you made a mistake and you ruined their day by saying something dumb. So we get a chance to revisit our past words.
How many times do you get a second chance in life? How many times?
Exactly.
This is a chance to wipe the slate clean, to make the things right, to watch Kevin and Beer Mug fighting with each other.
Go to the other file.
Whispering angrily at each other, just pointing and hitting buttons.
I'm just trying to figure out what he's doing here.
Okay, well, so we're all trying to do that.
You put the theme at the beginning?
Yeah. Okay.
Because I added it.
I added it in the other room, and now Muggs is screwing me all up.
Of course he is. Would you guys like to take back the decision to hire Beer Mug? I would.
Yes.
I would like to take that back.
We try to be funny. We try. Not everybody's funny all the time, so every once in a while you get a bomb, and this is a chance to redeem yourself and say, you know what? I'd like to take that back. Yeah. First one, oddly enough.
B and I covered that while you were fighting with Beer Mug.
Yes, we did.
First one, oddly enough, is Bean.
Okay.
Oddly
That's
enough.
Fine.
And,
hey, I don't mind being in this file because if I'm not in this file, it means I'm not trying to entertain.
Nope.
So that's fine.
That's incorrect.
Can't hit a homer if you don't swing.
Exactly.
But you got to swing at a certain kind of humor.
All right. What do you got for me?
I have a real, real stretch with you and Randy Travis. Ralph's doing the showbiz.
Randy Travis. He was sentenced to 180 days in jail at Grayson County in Texas, but that sentence was probated for 2 years. He also has to complete inpatient alcohol treatment, and he's got to do 100 hours of community service.
And a big star like Randy Travis, I mean, 100 hours of community service, that's like forever and ever, amen.
Oh.
You didn't even like that one.
Oh.
What kind of an amazing, unbelievable stretch was that?
Would you like to take that back?
It's pretty on point, really. It's Randy Travis.
That's his forever and
biggest,
ever.
It's amen. A country singer. It's one of his biggest songs.
Forever and ever, amen, though.
It's on point.
Yes. Would you like to take that
back? I'm not saying it's funny. I'm just saying it's on point.
You know,
would you like to take that back?
What? You're not even going to let me answer now?
Not unless it's yes.
I usually like that kind of comedy.
Yes, you
do. I don't
think
that hit square on the head. I am going to take that one back. I am going to rescind that comment. Yes.
All right, good. Excellent. Next one is Ralph talking about Lady Gaga.
Good news for those of you who have been waiting and has been announced. Lady Gaga's wheelchair's name was released today.
All right.
But you know, Gaga has to have some hip surgery. She's got a torn labrum, I think, in her hip. No one knows if it was an injury or whether she was born this way, but we'll have to wait and see what the doctors say once they get in there.
File.
What?
File.
They don't know where the injury is coming from.
Come on.
F you. I'm not taking that back. That was so weird.
Don't dare take that back.
In the category of on point and making it fit, you didn't have to work in the word amen. I mean, if nobody knew that song, it would have made perfect sense.
It would just been a sentence. It just would have been a sentence. Not taking it back.
All right.
So, Kevin, why don't you? Your whole point was worse. No, I agree. Mine should have come back, but it seems like you put stuff like this in the file because it bugs you. But I thought that was a well crafted joke.
I do too. I'm fine with him. I'm fine with him not taking it back.
Right.
That brings us back to Bean again. Hard to imagine.
Bauhaus frontman Peter Murphy was arrested on Saturday after he rear-ended a car in Glendale, California, then took off. Peter's being held at $500,000 bail because officers were afraid he was a flight risk.
Did they ask Peter Murphy how Bela Lugosi is feeling?
Oh,
wow.
Oh man.
What? He was the
file
singer
that,
for
please.
Bauhaus.
Please.
Sing that song.
I love
Would
it.
You like to
oh, you don't love
that.
It.
Was not even close to
no sense. It didn't fit.
It didn't fit at all.
It was shoehorned in there. That was awful.
That's the opposite of Ralph's again. Born This Way. The opposite, because you wouldn't even know Ralph's. Yours is so out of left field.
I'm not saying it was as elegant as Ralph's comment was, but I still enjoyed it, and I'm still going to stand by it. No, sir, no, I will not take it.
Would you like to take that back?
Oh, God.
The next one is Bean.
It's the highest rated series in France, by the way, their version of Survivor.
Is it really? Talking about the French Survivor where the guy died on the first day.
Right.
And Bean's got some French comedy for us now.
Next two, The French Voice.
Oh, wow.
The Voice in French.
That's with Carson Daly. Come on, it's a French the guy. He's the one who hosts it here.
Would you like to take that back?
I like his defense then. Yeah, that was funny.
When he goes high,
his meek protestations at the end of it.
That kind of makes it for me.
I will take that one off the hook and throw it back in the
line. All right.
Like, we don't understand when he says those things. That's
right,
how
I know.
He's coming at us.
He's clarifying. Like
we don't
still
know
get
Carson Daly hooks the voice.
All right, so we've had Bean, we've had Ralph, we've had Bean, we've had Bean, and the final one is Bean.
Come on!
And if you don't take this back, I'm going to burn this mother down.
Singer percussionist Sheila E. excuse me, is 55 years old. Yes, Bean.
What the hell was that?
I could hear it coming. I just wanted to leave a space.
What do you suppose it's like for her these days, Ralph? Sheila E.
I don't know. What's it like?
I think she's living the glamorous life.
Oh. No, you can't applaud your own thing.
I thought it, and then I wasn't going to say it, and then I laughed because it was still funny to me, and then you forced me to say it,
well,
so it's not on me.
Funny to you.
Good question. Why would that be funny to you?
Would you like to take that back?
He practically did already.
It's unbelievable. You know what?
It's the glamorous.
Right. But that's not on us. You went like this. Ralph was doing the story, and you went,
I know.
And so we had to go, what?
Her song was called Clarice.
Yeah, we get
where,
it.
Where?
Would you like to take that back?
She's
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back?
And then he tries to make me an accomplice
right.
to the murder. Like, how's she doing these days? F you.
And then Ralph has to go, I don't know. How's she doing?
I thought you would come up with the punchline. I thought it was the team.
Yeah,
then
Ralph
would
have to take it back.
There's no alley-oop. Ralph's not up by the rim and you're throwing him a pass. That's not happening.
Would you like to take that back?
I say yes.
Look, no one's required to say
yes. You're required on this one.
No one's required, but however, I will say yes. I will take that one back.
Finally, good news.
Highlights from Splash, the celebrity diving show, coming up in about 20 minutes or so right here on K-Rock. Plus, we'll meet the man who has butt-dialed his coworkers and friends, oftentimes in the middle of the night, hundreds of times over the years.
And that's so annoying.
Can't seem to figure out how to lock his phone. That's all on the way here at K-Rock.
There's a dude who broke into the email of former President George W. Bush and his family.
That's
you could
mean.
Get in big trouble for that.
You would think that takes some nerve, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But this guy apparently has released some photos that he found in the emails, and it is of President George W. Bush painting some of his paintings.
And I guess he was sharing his paintings with family members. That's how come they were in his email, is he was sending them to his sister and whatnot, saying, hey, look what I've done. And I think it's I know you find this hilarious, Kevin. I think it's awesome that President Bush has found something that he likes to do in retirement. The fact that he's taken to painting so much and found something he really enjoyed, I think is great.
I do too, but do you think he's happy that they got out? Because not all, I mean, They're not great. I mean, I'm not.
They're good for an amateur that just learned to paint last year.
And I think he's fine, and he's probably happy with them. But do you want the world to see him?
No, I don't think anyone's happy with getting their email hacked and stuff that was meant for family members to be released to the public. Certainly not. I really don't. That's why I feel I'm sad about this story that it happened.
I'm not sad at all because these pictures are funny, and it really is bizarre that he's done two self portraits, one in the bathtub and one in the shower.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice. Not him. In a suit in front of an American flag or something, like you might expect.
In the bathtub,
right?
You can just see his knees and feet. And in the shower, you can just see from his lower back up. But he's standing like 2 feet to the right of the mirror, and his face is in the mirror. And I don't understand how that works.
No, it's an odd perspective. It really is.
He thinks he has a broad back, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
We wanted to talk to the former president, George W. Bush. I believe we have on the phone from his home in Texas right now. Mr. President, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, sir.
Kevin Bean, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
We're great. I got to be honest, I kind of miss you. We haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, you miss me now, don't you?
Yeah, it's been a while. How are you doing? How's retirement, sir?
Fresh air!
So got that going on?
Yeah, pretty good.
You don't have to hide that anymore, right?
No, I can drink all I want. I learned how to chew pretzels, too.
Chew pretzels? You learned that now?
Yeah, I'm not choking anymore.
That's good.
Because that almost killed you in your first term, if I recall correctly.
Sure did. Almost died on pretzel.
So you you spent half your time clearing brush on the property, and the other half apparently painting pictures of dogs.
I like dogs.
You do like dogs?
Yeah, I like them.
You have over 50 paintings of dogs.
I do. I paint dogs.
And what else do you paint?
Mostly just dogs.
Just dogs.
And you in the bathtub.
Yeah. Sometimes I throw a cat in there.
Oh, I haven't seen the cat.
Yeah, sometimes I'll do a cat.
Okay.
Makes the dogs crazy.
Now, you're painting just for your own enjoyment. They're not to sell for charity or to give away as gifts or anything like that. It's just for you, right, Mr. President?
Well, no, I'm going to start being a painter.
You are? You mean professionally?
Exactly. I'm going to start selling them.
Are you going to take some time between now and then to get better?
No, I think I'm ready.
Oh, really?
I've been looking at my dogs, and damn, I said those are good-looking dogs. And they're ready to sell, I think. You want to buy one? Want to buy a dog?
Yes. Yes, I would. And by the way,
no.
Lots of people would line up to buy one of your paintings, Mr. Bush.
$40 million.
What?
That seems a bit extreme.
Did you say $40
million? Yep.
Jimmy Kimmel, I don't know if you know him, late-night TV show host. He did a
Jamie Kimborn?
Yeah. He did a contest where he would put up one of your paintings and then a second grader's paintings, and then the audience had to pick which was which.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Pressure!
Okay. Wow, you finished that first beer already, Mr. President?
I still have Secret Service.
Yeah?
Yes. You know that? I still have Secret Service.
Well, yeah, you get that for the rest of your life as an ex-president.
Correct me up. These guys are standing around here looking at me.
Watching you paint dogs.
Hi, guys.
And you never leave the house, so what do they really have to do, right?
Nothing. They got to wear suits. I wear T-shirts.
Yeah. Your painting teacher, by the way, a woman named Bonnie Flood, said she spent about a month teaching you how to paint and says that she believes you will go down in the history books as a great artist.
That's right.
That's an exaggeration.
No, I'm one of the greatest artists ever.
Well, that may be a little overstated.
In a month, I learned how to be the greatest artist ever. This is easy. I don't know why people say it's hard. It's easy to be a great painter. $40 million.
It's easy to be a painter. A great painter, I think, takes a little more time.
Now, I don't mean this in an indelicate way, but have you considered, are you doing any nudes of Laura, for instance, while you're there and you got all that time?
What just happened?
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm just saying that's a very common topic for painters to paint on is the human form. That's what it's supposed
that's
to be.
That's why I did myself in the shower.
Right. Yeah, you're painting
I'm
pictures.
Nude in the shower. I do. Well, almost nude. I wear a bathing suit in the shower because I don't like to look down and look at the unemployed.
Is that right?
That's right. But that's the only nude you're going to see. You're not going to see my wife nude.
No, you're not.
Did I mention I have Secret Service?
You did mention that. Yeah.
And they have guns.
And you laughed about it.
And I can send them to kill people.
Well, I didn't know they were a hit squad.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think
they
that's necessary
that.
At all.
Hey, speaking of which, how's that war going that I started? Is that working out for you?
Well, it's...
I don't really follow the news. So I'm just curious how things are going.
It's still sort of going on.
Yeah. Built to last. I like that.
Yeah, it's sort of just making some progress and then not some. It's frustrating.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah.
No okay. Worries. Well, listen, congratulations on the painting. I'm so happy that you found a passion.
I like dogs.
Yeah, you do.
We
you
see
do
that. Yeah.
Dogs
yeah.
very much. But I'm glad we got a chance to talk to you about it. And if the price comes down on one of your dog paintings, please let me know. I'd be interested in owning one.
$35 million.
Okay. That's still done. That's a lot. No, it's a lot.
Still too much.
$30 million.
$30.
Case of beer and a box of pretzels.
Done. Ralph Garman is here. Time for another look at the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday morning Kevin and Bean show. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, you want to be on TV?
Yes.
Have a great idea for an invention?
No.
Shark Tank, mother effers.
There you go, Bean. $1 million idea.
$1 million idea, Bean.
Make it happen.
I do love that Shark Tank.
Oh,
man,
I love Shark
show.
Tank.
And
you know,
I
you
love
mocked
your
me.
Idea.
You mocked me when I said, oh, Shark Tank, I love it. Like, who's watching that show? And then you started watching, and then what happened?
It's great, and everyone's watching it. It's the biggest hit on Friday nights.
I love Shark Tank.
It's hit on Friday nights, though. Come on.
If you've never seen the show, here's what happens. You go in with an idea, and you meet the sharks. These are guys who have a ton of money for investment, right? They've made money in their own fields, and now they like to invest money in other businesses, and it expands their portfolio and gives them profit if the idea is good. So you pitch them your invention, and then they decide whether they want to invest in your company.
They do it all together? Each one can...
Well, they can team up sometimes. Oh, okay. They'll pitch in like half and half. Sometimes a guy will want to go on his own. Sometimes they'll all reject the idea. So you get to watch the person pitch, and then you see them negotiate with the sharks to see whether they're going to get any money out of them or not.
Gotcha. And I love the sharks. I love those guys competing with each other, and you get a sense of what smart business minds they have because they can instantly look at a pitch and see what its problems are. And I find that so entertaining.
So if you'd like to pitch your idea to the sharks, Bean, where's your idea? Your $1 million idea with the remote control. You just spell out the name of the network, and it goes right to it.
He's done nothing about that.
It's genius.
All these years later, and don't you still, a few times a year ago, man, I wish I had that because I don't remember what channel I'm looking for.
Look, I'm watching my LaSalle Explorers, right, in the NCAA tournament.
Perfect example.
How
where the hell is True TV,
True
right?
TV?
Exactly.
Where do I don't know True. I don't know where True is on DirecTV.
Boom.
I have 900 channels on DirecTV. Where's True?
Type in TRU. Boom. You're there.
Boom.
That's all you have to do.
Boom.
Take it easy, everybody.
Boom.
Why has it not been done yet?
Because you haven't pitched it to the Sharks yet. Here's your chance. North Hollywood, California, Beverly Garland's Holiday Inn. Oh, I love Beverly Garland's Holiday Inn. 10 a.m. Friday, May the 24th. Circle your calendar. May the 24th. You got a lot of time to get your invention together. May the 24th, people. Friday at 10 a.m., they're going to have an open audition for Shark Tank. Also, auditions in Philadelphia, Chicago, Dallas, and Atlanta. If I were you, I'd go to all of them. I would just fly around the country just showing up over and over and over
again.
What
if they invest in your thing the first time?
Just keep going
Keep going.
Get some more money.
I need more.
Anyway, so there's your update if you want to be on Shark Tank.
Isn't it crazy, Ralph, when they do the recaps? And I know we're not supposed to spend an hour talking about Shark Tank, but they do the updates on some of the businesses that they've invested in the past. And you have this guy who invented, a paper chip clip, clip in his garage or something, and now he's sold 30 million of them, and he's a millionaire.
He's driving around in a Bentley with supermodels on his arm.
It's crazy the way it works.
It's nuts. Since we're talking television, congratulations to your girlfriend Rachel Nichols, Bean. Sci-Fi Network has picked up the time-traveling drama Continuum for a second season of 13 episodes.
Yeah, it's a good show.
It's a Canadian drama, stars Rachel Nichols as a cop from the future who finds herself trapped in present-day Vancouver.
Again?
Yep. Still.
Oh.
And CBS yesterday picked up 50% of TV Guide. I can just see it now. TV Guide. Cheers to all CBS programs. Jeers, NBC and ABC. How are they going to be nonpartisan now that CBS owns half of the magazine?
They're probably not.
It said the deal's worth about $100 million. It gives CBS both the TV Guide Network and TVGuide.com, as well as a piece of the magazine. So
they bought it for the network, I'm sure, right?
Yeah,
that's what they wanted.
Yeah. So Showtime, of course, now is CBS as well. They've got a TV studio syndication unit, so looks like quite the acquisition for CBS. And lastly, more casting news as we get closer to Captain America, the Winter Soldier. I mentioned earlier in the week that Robert Redford was in negotiations to become one of the executives of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the movie. Emily Van Camp looks like will be Chris Evans' love interest in the film. Do you guys watch that revenge show that she's on?
No.
Mm-mm. I've seen a couple of them. It's pretty entertaining.
All right.
She's adorable in it. And we now have another villain added to the mix. Georges St. Pierre.
What?
Has been cast in the film.
From the UFC?
From the UFC.
What?
Has been cast as Batroc the Leaper. Ha ha! Batroc the Leaper.
Batroc the Leaper.
Is that a thing?
Batroc the Leaper is a supervillain from France, don't you know? He is the Leaper. You know what he does?
He leaps.
I don't even know what that is.
He has super strong legs and he can leap really far.
Really?
He leaps at you. You better be careful because he will leap and then all over you he will use the savate.
If he leaps at you, then does he have any special powers?
He is an expert in savate.
We don't know what that is.
Of course, everyone knows it's the legendary French form of boxing and kickboxing.
Oh, okay.
Savate.
Oh. Yeah. So good casting.
So he leaps over to you and then he hits you with the savate. Ha ha. I'm Batroc the Leaper.
So they've used all the other available villains
How
in that
dare
universe.
You? Batroc's an oldie but a goodie. He's been around forever.
Really? The Leaper's been around forever?
We love the Leaper. He's Batroc the Leaper.
Haven't grown tired of the Leaper yet?
And Georges St. Pierre is playing him. You know what Batroc's first name is? Georges Batroc. It's as if it was meant to be. It's if it's cosmic.
It all came together.
He has to start practicing his lips, however, because he is the Leaper.
He's got a lip. He's got to be able to lip.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Q, Quentin Tarantino, 50 years old today. Kevin Corrigan of Fringe and Grounded for Life is 44.
Hey, Ralph, later today, remind me to tell you the Q story, the best story ever.
Quentin Tarantino story?
Oh, I thought you were saying Quincy Jones. That's what I immediately went to because I was trying to remember that. Sorry.
Oh, he did say Quentin Tarantino immediately after he said Q.
Well, he said Q. What do you think of when you say when you hear
it's
Q?
His birthday.
Well, Q is also Quentin's nickname as well. Yeah, Quincy Jones is known as Q as well. But,
thank you.
But Quentin's
friend. I stopped listening after Q. I apologize.
Tell. And yet, it was just a split second afterwards.
I bet.
How could I lose your attention from a letter to a space to a word? That in that nanosecond, you checked out. How does that happen?
It's a talent of mine.
Quentin Tarantino is 50 years old today, and some other people, too. The winds are out of my sails.
Sorry, you know, Quentin Tarantino's daughter is Rashida Jones. Did you know that, Ralph?
No, I believe that's the other guy.
My bad.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Big week here at K-Rock as we are hooking you up with 3-day passes to weekend number one of Coachella. By the way, this is surprising to me that limited tickets for weekend two are still available. You can get those through Ticketmaster. But we're hooking you up with tickets for the first weekend, and also you get to come to the K-Rock Party House at Coachella with exclusive live performances from Coachella artists. We've been telling you every weekday at 7:20, which means in about 15 minutes or so, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show, you can win. So stick around. That's coming up here.
Let's talk about Splash. What a great show this is.
Let's talk about Splash.
What a great show this is. They take some celebrities and some people you've never heard of and call celebrities.
Okay.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is one of them.
Him die?
I'm covering it this week, not last week. Last week I was on vacation and didn't see it, so I was hoping for Kareem. Not this week. No, he was last
week. I was very sad, Kevin. You weren't here, as you mentioned. I was very sad, and we had a brief discussion last week in our Splash Recap about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Please tell me he's not doing this because they pay him $300 to show up, and he's broke.
Please
tell me that this all-time legend is doing it to spread the word of physical fitness and he doesn't need the work.
I certainly hope that's the case.
He's 65 years old. He shouldn't be out there having to dive for people, right?
I hope. Yeah. Comedian Louis Anderson, who is 400 pounds.
I was hoping he'd dive.
He didn't dive last
week. He dived last week. He was diving for the troops, though. That's what you missed.
He was falling for the troops. Drake Bell, who used to be
from
on
Drake and Josh.
Drake and Josh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Chewy Bravo. Mm-hmm. I don't know this guy. He looks like a little person.
Okay. Yeah, he is. He's the sidekick for Chelsea Handler.
Oh, okay.
On her TV show.
So apparently he was stepping. It looked to me like he was stepping on a little round table that was a foot and a half off the ground. And it tipped over and he broke his ankle.
Oh, he broke his ankle?
Yeah, so he's out.
Oh.
He's done. Even before the show, that's the first thing they show is Chewy Bravo out. Because he broke his ankle stepping on like a foot and a half little table.
Oh, Chewy.
Rory Bushfield.
Yes.
No idea who that is.
He's a skier. He's an Olympic skier.
Now, because Chewy went out, they brought in soccer player Brandi Chastain from the U.S. women's team.
Love her.
Oh, that's an upgrade.
But they have a house band. Did they use the house band last week, Bean?
I don't remember any music on the show last week.
They have a house band, and I want to read the lyrics to you because you're not going to be able to believe it. Brandi Chastain used to play soccer. Now she's hitting the water. That happened.
Wow.
That's on TV.
That was on TV. So then they get to Nicole Eggert is also on there. Keisha Knight Pullum.
From The Cosby Show, right?
Ndamukong Suh.
Right.
A football player for the Detroit Lions.
I think so.
And this is what he has to say about the diving. He's having a hard time. They trained for like 6 months or something. He's having a hard time.
No.
They'll be open, though.
There's no helmets in diving. Sue's got to keep his eyes open if he doesn't want to get hurt again.
If I go out there and fail, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Go out there and fail, you're never going to hear the end of it. I submit to you that if you go out there and win, you're never going to hear the end of it. Because it's a diving competition. This is happening.
People are
This is more embarrassing as a professional athlete than being on Dancing with the Stars,
agree.
By the way.
Now, Kendra Wilkinson.
Yes, playmate.
Holy crap. She was the star of last night's episode. She has a fear of heights, Bean. Now, I'm sure that you saw last week they have a 1 meter diving board, a 3 meter diving board. What's that, like 10 feet? 3 meters?
Right, right, okay. Right.
And then they have like 16 feet, 33 feet way up there. And I was thinking, wow, fear of heights, extreme fear of heights. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was noticing that there is a diving board for anyone of any comfort level. You can find something that you can handle.
So Greg Louganis, who is the diving expert that used to be in the Olympics,
he's
training him, yeah. And he's had it with her. He's had it with her fear of heights and all this kind of stuff. And they get into a fight, a yelling, screaming match between Kendra Wilkinson and Greg Louganis.
Everybody would probably be pissed at me if I talked about him, but guess what? I'm talking about him. I don't like him.
I mean, you know how to overcome your fears.
It's scary.
I'm just tired of that.
What?
I mean, when anybody gives you any attention, then all of a sudden you're scared.
He says, I'm tired of the act. He doesn't believe she's scared at all. He thinks she's just trying to get...
Really? He doesn't think anybody's afraid of heights?
What the f*** do you think you're telling me right now? That I don't have a fear of heights? I'm sick of you picking on me.
You know what? I'm not even picking on you, Kendra.
I'm working on me, not you. Tell America right now that my fear of heights is an act.
You tell America right now that my fear of heights is an act.
It's an act.
He did. He said it.
Now, here's the part I don't understand. Again, I did not see Splash last night on ABC. But do they show somebody from the network coming and kidnapping Kendra Wilkinson, putting a bag over her head and holding a gun on her and forcing her to go on a celebrity diving show when she's afraid of heights?
It turns out that never happened.
Oh, so she volunteered to be on a show where she's asked to dive 3 feet from a board into water, and now she's bitching about it.
He's like, go, Kendra. You can do it. You know what? I'm going to jump. When I say go, Kendra.
Yeah, you tell him. When you're ready to go, you go. Now, Bean mentioned that it's 3 feet. That is the lowest diving board they have.
And she's afraid of that?
You could, up until this point, that's the only one she's gone off of.
Oh, my God.
You can dangle your feet in the water from that one. It's unbelievable.
That really doesn't qualify as a height to be afraid of, right? Because if you stand up, you're taller than that.
Look, it's true that when you look at something from below, it looks a certain height. Then when you get up there, it feels way different. But she's on the 1 meter board. Now she's going to go off the 3 meter board. So now she's all the way 10 feet off the water.
Oh, boy.
Okay. None of the platforms that are 16 feet and 23 feet and 33 feet, none of those, just the 3-meter one.
But to be fair, she is diving into a pool of alligators, right?
Just water.
Really?
It's a pool of water.
Not fire? She's not diving into fire?
So what I'm about to play you is real time. I have to do it in real time because it was un-effing believable how long it took her to go off that 3-meter board. And she walks out to the edge of it. She puts her hands on her head. She breathes. Then she goes back out and she concentrates. Then she looks over at her kid and she gives him a little I love you sign.
Oh,
and
he
gives
it back. And she might die.
And then she goes back out to the, because she might die from 10 feet. Listen to this. Little shouting encouragement. Walks out to the end. Takes a look. Nope. Walks back. Goes back out.
Oh, come on.
This is real. Takes a look.
This is like 40 minutes of the one-hour show.
Come on. You can do it. Now she's concentrating. Oh, now she's giving her son a I love you sign. She might die. And then she changes her mind and turns around and walks back.
Come on.
She doesn't dive?
So then they start the music again. And now the crowd's cheering her on.
Just like Juanita.
And she walks out to the end of the board again. This is on TV. Then they bring in the heartbeat sound effects.
Oh, for God's sake.
Because she must be really scared. At 10 feet!
She's not in the Evil Dead, you know.
Then she died.
Yeah, that did look terrifying.
And they all celebrate like she has just climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. It was the most unbelievable thing ever.
She did 4 complete flips in the air on the way down, right?
Oh, no, it was just a dive.
Just a dive?
Just fell into the water, basically.
Pretty much just hands first. Yeah. You want to know who lost? Last night, who got kicked out?
Oh, they kicked someone off the show. Okay,
yep.
If I go out there and fail, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
That dude. If I go out there and fail, I'm never going to hear the end of it.
Oh, my God.
And he pretty much did a belly flop and got kicked off. And that show is real, and it's on again next week.
And we're going to do this again,
right?
They're
doing pairs next week. Somebody has Louis Anderson as a partner.
They'll bounce him out of the water.
And I think it's Kendra. So good times next week. And that's your splash update. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. That means we just gave away a pair of passes, 3-day passes, to Coachella. And congratulations to Amanda Chen from Los Angeles, who's going to be going all 3 days. You can win those tickets at 720, 1120, 420, 720, and 920.
Okay.
She sounds hot, by the way, Amanda Chen, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I think she is. Although I think all of our listeners are hot. Hey, Jane Levy from Evil Dead joins us next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited about that. Adam Carolla on the program later on today. And Cousin Sal talks Sweet 16. Speaking of sports, Kevin, this Sunday night, Major League Baseball season begins.
Woo-hoo.
Texas Rangers versus Houston Astros. The Astros new to the American League West, by the way. First game is Sunday night. It's here. Finally, baseball.
Yay.
Who's with me?
Not me. Most people, not me.
You'll love this guy. He's your new favorite guy at baseball. He's not a player. He is the media relations director for the New York Mets. He has been since 1980, and his name is Jay Horowitz. And the reason that Jay is in the news is because he apparently is the world's greatest butt dialer.
I didn't know that was a...
Wait, greatest? Meaning you can give him a number and he can do it with his butt?
No.
That'd be amazing.
I wish he could do that. Instead, he has butt dialed thousands of times since the 1980s. Thousands of times. Now, you would think, hey, you keep calling me in the middle of the night. Why not lock your phone or something, right? But for whatever reason, they put up with this guy and he continues to dial people at all times of the day and night throughout the year. Off season, doesn't matter.
Really? Middle of the night and stuff?
It's so strange because there's no rhyme or reason as to who gets called, says outfielder Mike Baxter, who received a 4 a.m. butt dial wake-up call last winter. He just calls random people. First baseman Ike Davis of the Mets says he has received more than 100 butt dials
what?
From Mr. Horowitz.
What is he doing with that phone?
Why doesn't somebody sit him down and say, this is so easy to take care of?
Because when you sit him down, he butt dials.
That's true. Just a minute, I got to get this.
What would your level of patience be, Kevin,
Zero.
With a friend or coworker who butt dialed you the third time?
It depends. It depends if it's good stuff. Like if it's somebody who's partying, I want to hear it.
Right.
But if it's somebody who's doing nothing.
Have you seen this guy's picture?
No. Not partying.
First baseman Ike Davis, again, recapping, 100. Has received more than 100 butt dials from Horwitz, but none confused him more than the one he received during a game. When I got back to my locker, I checked my phone and I missed the call from 8:10 p.m. And I was like, why would he be calling me at that time? I'm at first base. He can see that I'm at first base. My favorite, though, is a guy named Nelson Figueroa, who was in the Dominican Republic. He was out of Major League Baseball, hadn't played for 2 seasons. He was pitching in a winter league game when he saw the phone call come in from the Mets, and he thought,
oh, this is my chance.
Are they bringing me back? Are they calling because they want to bring me back up to the show?
Back up to the big leagues.
Unfortunately, it was just his butt dialing again.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, that's so awful.
Hello, I'm here. His butt has a mind of its own, says Nelson Figueroa. So I just think this guy is, well, they call him in the article, they call him the Barry Bonds of butt dialing. But this kind of got us into the story of butt dials. And every once in a while, we'll see a story in the news. In fact, there was just one earlier this month about a guy who got busted. I think he was either selling or buying drugs. I don't remember. He was in a bar in Oregon, and he butt dialed the police.
All right.
And they were easily able to figure out what was going on and track him and come on down and arrest him. So that's butt dialing that got him in trouble.
How do you do that? Don't you have to have that as a contact in your phone?
Maybe he had 911 as a default or something like that. So, yeah. So he got arrested for dealing drugs because of a butt dial. But how often does that happen? I mean, I don't feel like I get very many butt dials. It doesn't seem like a thing that – it seems like a thing that most people have figured out how to avoid.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, now the phones are a lot easier to – you set them to lock automatically, right. And then that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But this guy, this guy would drive me crazy.
I would demand my number be taken out of his
phone. Oh, my God.
He has over 1,000 contacts in his phone, too, by the way.
He probably doesn't know how to take them out.
And I don't understand how it works that it would randomly call different people. You know what I mean?
I agree.
There's a lot of questions I have.
It seems like literally it would take 2 minutes.
Yes.
2 minutes. Give me your phone. Let me show you. Oh, it's that old. Let me get you a new one. And then, boom, you're done.
Yeah.
That's it.
He's obviously stubborn and not letting anybody
He's got a BlackBerry. He's stuck with a BlackBerry, and I don't know anything about BlackBerries. Who does? But apparently that may be part of the problem. So, well, we thought it would be interesting to hear your stories of butt dialing. Either you were on the receiving end of a butt dial that you have a good story about, or you butt dialed. And every once in a while we'll do this topic, and you know somebody ends up butt dialing while they're having sex.
Yeah, especially if it's embarrassing.
The wrong person.
Right. You're dealing drugs. You're doing something embarrassing. You call mom. You don't want mom to hear what you're doing. That's what we're looking for. 1-800-520-1067.
And I've also heard stories of you butt dial somebody and you're supposed to be someplace else and you're not. And that's how you get busted.
Right,
because clearly you're not home. You're not in the library studying or something like that because they can hear that you're at a party.
Honey, I'm at work. Why is there a DJ there?
So it's DJ Friday. So we want to hear your butt dialing stories here on the Kevin DeBeach Show. Give us a call. Toll free. 1-800-520-1067. We'll talk to you next after this on K-Rock. Talking butt dialing here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I didn't think it was still happening, but according to our callers at 1-800-520-1067, apparently it is quite prevalent. Apparently there's no shortage of stories from people who have had or been part of bad butt dialing. Let's start with Randy. He's on line 3 to get us going here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Randy, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Thanks for holding. What happened?
Well, first of all, I called a while back. I got a friend that constantly boob dials me all the time. A lot of the time it's innocent. And the one that I called you before, she was in a deep conversation with her boyfriend. Well, this time I called her. This says, hey, let's go have some dinner. Okay, I'll be there in about 20. I told her I'll be there in 20 minutes. Pick you up. Okay, cool. Well, her boyfriend was there. I get a call back 5 minutes later. Think she's going to cancel. Well, she wasn't canceling. Her boyfriend was there, and there was a little bit of slapping sound going on.
He was putting in work, wasn't he?
He was putting in some work.
Oh, man. Really?
So wait. Hold on a sec. So you're expecting her to show up any minute now for dinner, and instead she's already having dessert before she leaves.
No, I was going to pick her up to take her out to dinner.
Yeah, I think that's what he meant. Yeah, all right, that's not good.
But yeah, that's like Kevin was saying, though, isn't that the best kind of butt dialing? If you're going to receive an inconvenient phone call, you want to have the payoff, right?
Well, yeah, if you have to get a butt dial, but if it's somebody that you're interested in, it's a bummer.
That's funny.
I had no problem with that one. The best part is I show up on time. They're already done. He's walking out the door. Me and him were real cool, so I just shake his hand, just congratulate him. Dude, good job.
Nice work.
Like, what?
Heard it all. Nice job. Now, I'm next.
Good job. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Anna. Anna is on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Anna.
Hi, guys. Hi, Lisa May.
Hello.
I get home after a night of being out, and all of a sudden my phone rings, and I pick it up, and I hear the entire DUI situation, my friend getting arrested for a blood alcohol level of 1.2.
Oh, wow.
The top and everything. I am the one that's picking her up the next morning. She shot me.
She's like, I wasn't drunk. And you're like, heard it.
What? So when you pick it up, obviously you expect it's your friend calling you. And then you just sit there and you probably just sat there and just listened to the whole thing in horror, right?
Oh, yeah, like my mouth dropped, you know, total buzzkill for me. Let's just
yeah, I guess.
Just say that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hey, no fun for her either, by the way.
It was a good night, actually.
Yeah, but she was the dumbass driving drunk.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that, Anna. All right. Wow, we got some great calls here. Let's try Eddie. Let's hear a story of someone getting in trouble for butt dialing. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Hey, so I was, you know, going to call him to work, calling in sick, but I wasn't really sick. I was at a party.
Yep.
And, you know, I used my sick voice on the phone.
Oh, I'm not feeling so good. I don't know what's going on.
Call it in, hang up. Well, call back, but I didn't really call back. I butt dialed, and they got me at the party. They got a whole 10 minutes of party.
Sweet.
You know, hearing my name, and hey, have another beer, and I'm like, wow.
Who's empty? Eddie needs another one. Come on, people.
That's awesome, Eddie. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate that. Let's squeeze in Todd real quick. He's on line five. This sounds hilarious. Todd, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Your friend butt dials you, and what's going on?
Hey, guys. Hey, Lisa.
Hi.
So I get a call from a coworker on the weekend, and he leaves a voicemail. And I figure, well, there's got to be some kind of work-related emergency. So listen to the voicemail, and all it is him driving in the car, loudly singing along to Thriller.
Oh, tell me you still have it and you can send it to us and we can play it.
Oh, no, that was many phones ago, but it was great on Monday. I got, he's part of a group of friends I had, so I got them all together and I go, didn't say what it was. I just said, oh, you got to listen to this voicemail I got. I played it, and the look on his face when he realized what it was
you
awesome.
Did the right thing.
That's the best. That's awesome. All right. One more. Thank you, Todd. One more. We got to do Kelly because this is the ultimate. Kelly is on line seven, and she wraps it up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
What happened?
Well, basically, I was at home watching TV, and the phone from my house rings, and I answer it, and it was my dad who, like, apparently was cheating on my mom down at the bar, literally down the street from my house. I hear him moaning and gasping for breath.
Oh, and, your dad.
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough. No kid wants to hear that ever.
Wow. Yeah. So it's bad enough to find out dad is cheating on mom, but to have to listen to it.
Yeah, an interesting tidbit. His phone was a BlackBerry, too.
Look at that, people. BlackBerries. Yeah. That's your problem.
Sounds like trouble. So I have to ask you this question. Once you realized what it was, did you keep listening?
No.
No. Anyone else except for your parents?
That is something you can't erase from your mind.
Yeah.
Now you're screwed, just like your dad's girlfriend. All right, thanks for the call. Watching this Evil Dead trailer again ahead of our guest, Jane Levy, coming in after the top of the hour. Have you guys ever seen a movie trailer with more blood in it? Ever?
Are you watching The Red Band?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. That's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
That's a lot of blood. So we'll talk to Jane coming up here on K-Rock. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Wednesday.
Justin Bieber.
Douche.
Continues his reign of terror. Apparently Monday night. He got home from his overseas tour and took delivery of his brand new Ferrari.
Well, that's what he needs.
Which he has delivered the way most people have Sparklets water delivered. Apparently every week the guy stops by and just loads one up the truck and leaves it at his front door. Justin decided to race his new Ferrari up and down the streets of his neighborhood at 9 a.m. One of his neighbors took umbrage with that, confronted the Biebs. That's when they got into a screaming match, and according to the neighbor, Justin took a swing at him. Threatened to do worse.
I'll F you up, bro! Hey, come here. What'd you say, bro? What'd you say, bro?
Get down here so I can reach.
I will F you up, bro.
Now, did Justin have beefy security guys to pull him off of his next potential victim like he did at the other time in Canada?
I'm sure he did.
Or Britain, wherever it was?
It was the UK, yeah. The guy called the cops, filed a battery report against him. Cops are looking into it, so let's hope Justin gets arrested. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, that'd be great.
Be awesome for the inmates at the Twin Towers, I know that much.
Hey, how you doing, little girl? Come in here. I got something for you.
I know why he's being sent to Tennessee in prison, but that's what happens. This is awesome. You know I love the collectibles.
Too much sometimes.
I love these Hollywood auctions. Very exciting. Superman's flying costume. Christopher Reeve's Superman suit. From Superman 4. Up for auction. In this big Hollywood auction. They're expecting it to go for about $30,000. Who wants to lend me $30,000?
No one. Now, I would imagine, Ralph, from what I know about the movies, is there's probably dozens of Superman costumes from each movie, right? They have they make a bunch of them for various
shows.
Scenes.
What you know. Shows what you know.
No?
No. There's only a handful. Certainly, any full costumes that survived. The one-of-a-kind phaser rifle carried by Captain James T. Kirk.
Phaser rifle?
In the very first Star Trek episode.
I only remember the pistols.
Yeah, exactly. This is only used a couple times.
Huh.
Mostly in the very first episode. Between $50,000 to $70,000 it's expected to get. I think it'll go for much, much more. And the Black Beauty, Green Hornet's car from the Seth Rogen movie. It's being auctioned off. They're expecting that to go for about $60,000. So, if you're looking for something for me for my birthday,
not.
I'm just saying, any of these will be acceptable. Little programming note, I'm going to give you a heads up. Tonight's Psych. You guys watch Psych over at USA?
I do not.
Very entertaining.
I've seen it. I don't watch it regularly, but when I do, I enjoy it very much.
Very entertaining show. It's their 100th episode tonight at 10 p.m. on USA Network. Their 100th episode is a salute to Clue. Do you remember the movie Clue?
Yes.
It's one of my favorite movies.
No, I don't remember that one.
Michael McKean, Christopher Lloyd, Leslie Ann Warren, Martin Mull. It's based on
the board game.
Yeah. It's a murder mystery based on the board game. And then the hook was, when you went to theater, you didn't know which ending you were going to see. Because they filmed a bunch of different endings. Sometimes it was Miss Scarlet in the observatory with the lead pipe. I mean, just like the game. They're doing a tribute to that tonight, including guest stars Christopher Lloyd, Leslie Ann Warren, and Martin Mull will be there. And you get, as the fans, get to vote on how the episode should end. So it's kind of fun if you want to check it out. Tonight on USA, it's Psych at 10 p.m. Today's celebrity birthdays. Kimbra is 23 years old today. I haven't heard much of her solo stuff. I just know her from that the girl I used to know.
She is good. She has another song that's a big hit around the world called "The Warrior" that you should definitely check out. Really good stuff.
You want to hear some?
Sticking down the walls of heartache.
Nope.
Bang,
no, no,
bang.
No.
I am the warrior.
No,
that one?
No, it's this one.
Balls, 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 balls.
She does good work.
Brenda Song's 25 years old. Jessie J celebrates her 25th birthday as well.
Ralph, could we get a ruling? Because Dave and I are having a furious disagreement over Jessie J. I say yay, he say
nay. Absolutely, Belle.
I think she's sexy.
Absolutely, Belle and Jessie J.
It has some to do with her personality, too. I mean, just looks alone, she's not a killer, but she's
hot. She's real strong.
I think she's strong, too.
She's certainly Belle-worthy.
I think so, too.
We have Belle a lot less.
And, you know, she just shaved her head for charity, a comic relief charity thing the other day. And that's how you can really tell how pretty a girl is even without hair, you look at her face and go, wow, pretty.
I think we could take four of the Bells from Brenda Song and give her one.
No, are you kidding? Wendy Wu is so hot.
Easy with the Wendy Wu.
Did you see her this season on New Girl?
I'm not saying she's not attractive.
We've seen
her,
yes.
She looked fantastic.
She's hot. She gets a Bell. You gave her like 10.
Yeah.
I love her.
You overbelled.
I love Brenda Song. You know that.
Okay.
Take it easy.
But it's not the bean... The boner scale. It's the Bell.
It sort of talks for all of us, so you got to take all of us into account. So I'm going to take a few back.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, that hurts. That last would really hurt.
Fergie of Black Eyed Peas is 38. Nathan Fillion. You know how much I love The Castle. Also Firefly. 42 years old. Elizabeth Mitchell from Lost and Revolution, 43. Mariah Carey's 43 as well. Pauly Perrette. Hey.
Yeah, with Mariah Carey.
With Mariah Carey.
That's what I'm thinking.
Seriously. You are desperately close to losing your bell privilege. Yeah.
You guys are wrong on that one. Mariah Carey is a very pretty. She's crazy.
No.
Forget that for a moment. She's very pretty.
Nope.
At times in her career.
In the right lighting.
With
10
the right
years
lighting
ago,
and clothes that aren't 10
if,
sizes if, too
if
tight.
If they stretch the image of the video.
I saw her
vertically
on a promo for American Idol the other day, and I thought she looked good.
Questionable.
That was on the line.
Take it up with the commissioner. Pauly Perrette is 44 years old today. Kevin Corrigan of Fringe and Grounded for Life is 44 as well. And Quentin Tarantino celebrates his 50th birthday today.
He produced the Thriller album for Michael Jackson, didn't he?
What are you talking about?
Quentin Tarantino.
Known to his friends as Q as well, but not Quincy Jones.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Stupid being.
Kevin was a little confused earlier today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I really do think it might be the most terrifying movie trailer I've ever seen.
I'm glad
I really do. We're talking about The Evil Dead, which finally arrives this Friday. Jane Levy, ladies and gentlemen, star of the movie, in the studio with us here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Jane. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
That's a lot of blood, man.
There's even more in the movie.
All right.
A lot more.
I have been fascinated leading up to the release of this movie because it's been buzzed about for so long, but I heard that they used over 50,000 gallons of blood in the film. Does that sound possible to you?
Definitely.
50,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it all comes from you?
No, it doesn't all come from me, but a lot of it does come out of me. We had a huge blood truck, a truck full of gallons of blood.
Bring in the next truck.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, let's back up for a step. This is a big time movie, and you are the star of the movie. This is you haven't taken on anything like this before. This is your first starring role, I would say, in a film, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you know because of the success you've had on TV over the past few years, a lot of people wanted you. Why did you decide this is the one you wanted to do? Because this sounds like quite a commitment. This does not sound like an easy job.
No, it wasn't an easy job at all. But I guess that's sort of what was attractive to me. Also, it's the diametric opposite to Suburgatory.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. I wanted to try something new. Also, mm-hmm. I'm fascinated by horror films. I'm not actually like a horror junkie myself. I don't go to the movies and try to get scared. But I'm really curious as to why other people do.
Really?
So I wanted to be a part of it and learn about it.
So you don't understand how people like or find movies scary?
Well, I do a little bit. But I get really scared really easily. And
Well, you don't enjoy that?
Not really. I don't really want to jump out of an airplane. I don't really love roller coasters. It all sort of feels like the same thing. But
that's an interesting point because I can see why if most people don't enjoy being scared. It's not a pleasant emotion. Why do they themselves to it on purpose?
Love it. Yeah, a lot of people do. So many people are so excited to go see this movie.
Can't wait.
Yeah, and like the movies that do so well so often are horror films. So, I mean, I've really come to respect the genre.
It's also a genre, though, that's difficult to pull off. Like, if you love scary movies like I do, you know that 25% of them are great, and the other 75% you have high hopes, and then you go in and it's like, oh, all right, I've seen that before.
Because they're not scary enough?
Yeah, they're not.
Is that it?
They're not.
Or not different enough. Or
unique enough or
whatever. Or not different enough. Yeah. Good point, yeah. Now, why don't I recognize the names of the other people in the movie? Did they spend all the money to get you, Jane?
No, I think a lot of people don't know who I am either. It was a conscious decision from Fede, the director, to cast young and up-and-coming actors and actresses. He said he finds it distracting sometimes in movies when you watch movie stars and
I can see that
just, like,
because you go I know Matthew McConaughey's not dead so yeah. Clearly how invested can I be right
yeah I and he was interested in putting new faces in this movie.
Is part of the audition learning to scream or screaming?
No, I'm a really good
you're
screamer,
good screamer
by nature. I was just born with a really good scream and that was, I think, a pleasant surprise for the director because I didn't have to scream in the audition.
You didn't. They don't even check if you can scream.
I know,
that's
crazy.
A skill.
What
I
if
think.
You had a weeny little scream? And
I know.
It wasn't scary.
I know, but I'm not really the scream queen in this movie. The boys are sort of the scream queen.
Yes,
and
that's what it looks like
are
in the trailer.
Ass. Yeah. Ass, I'm allowed to say. Ass.
Where'd you guys? Just don't say anus, if you would. Where'd you guys film this?
We filmed in New Zealand.
Ooh,
no way!
Have you been there?
No, I'd never been there.
That's a bonus,
it's
right?
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. It's so beautiful. And the people there are freaks because they're the nicest people in the world. I don't know.
And they've got quite a movie-making industry there now, too. I mean, they've really kind of turned into the Hollywood Down Under, right?
Yeah.
Seems like they're filming a bunch of
stuff. How long were you there?
We were there forever, it felt like. It was a 70-day shoot, so we were there for 3.5 months.
Wow. And did you, although that sounds more like 100 days, 3.5, but did you bond a lot with these young people that you were making the movie with? I mean, you guys are all away from home working together on this film?
Yeah, we had to.
Hey, don't yawn while you're giving an answer.
I mean, were you in an isolated...
It's not cool. It makes the rest of us yawn.
Were you kind of in an isolated area?
No, we were in Auckland.
You were in Auckland. Okay.
So the most metropolitan city there.
Yeah.
But it's still really small. Yeah, the population of New Zealand is, I don't know, but really little. And so you feel it. You're like in these vast farmlands, and we were in a huge forest shooting this where they built the cabin. And it was actually a little bit scary. It was beautiful, but eerie because it was so quiet.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah. Now, we haven't mentioned, and the reason this is special, the reason this stands out from a lot of the other movies, is it's freaking Evil Dead, and that is a franchise that has a tremendous horror history that has millions of fans around the world, so there are a lot more expectations, I think, on a film like yours than there would be if it was just, you know, Project X or something. I'm sure you've had to deal with that a lot, with people having a ton of questions because they fell in love with the original movie and its sequels, right?
Yeah, a lot of people keep asking me if I feel pressure or if I felt, you know, like scared to live up to somebody. But so far or something, everyone has been so excited.
And you haven't heard from the nerd kids that don't want you to ruin it?
Maybe I don't have a Twitter or anything, so I don't read the stuff online. Maybe people are saying really nasty stuff and I just don't know it. But mostly,
I thought I tweeted you this morning. You're telling me I didn't?
No, not me.
That's a fake. Oops, sorry.
Fake-a-roni.
So that's interesting. So where does this fit into the mythology of the other Evil Dead movies? Is it, obviously it has kind of the same setting, right? Same cabin, same woods, sort of?
Well, there's a cabin, there's woods, and there's a book of the dead that you should not read.
Don't read the book of the dead.
Unleash.
Note to self.
Yeah. But it's totally different characters, they're going to the woods for a different reason, and it's
same demon?
I guess so. It could be same demon.
Sure. How can you tell, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But this movie does stand alone. You don't have to know the original franchise to watch this movie and know what's going on.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks amazing. It's called Evil Dead. I tweeted out if folks want to check it out on my Twitter account, I did tweet out the trailer. If you haven't seen it yet, seriously, you owe it to yourself to watch it because it is fantastic. We'll talk more about the film with our guest Jane Levy in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show right after this on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 27 minutes after 8 o'clock.
A lot of yelling in that song for poor Jane Levy, who's here just trying to stay awake. I mean, come on, we're screaming at her. Dave's in there tasing her to get her off the couch, coming to be on the air with us.
I was asleep on the couch.
It's true. Stop by any time and take a nap. Just consider this your safe place, Jane. The movie is called Evil Dead. It opens up a week from Friday, April the 5th. It's in theaters everywhere. Let's play a little bit of that trailer. When I said it was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen, I think even just hearing this, you get an idea that I'm not lying.
I gave her a sedative, so she should be up for a couple of hours.
Mia?
Mia, put the gun down. Put the gun down, please.
You are all going to die tonight.
Oh, creepy.
Okay, all right.
Love it.
Creepy kids.
Love it.
Let's run down the checklist. Help me out, Gene. Some of the terrifying things in this movie. So you've got chainsaws, right? There's chainsaws.
Yeah.
What else you got? You got to. I love the scene, and I'm not giving anything away because it's in the trailer. Is it you that's licking the sharp edge of the knife blade?
That is me.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How often do you see that? That's crazy.
Yeah. How often? Also, there may or may not be a tree rape.
I'm sorry.
I don't even know.
Someone may or may not get raped by a tree, and that person may or may not be me.
That old thing, the tree rape, is back. I just saw that in Lincoln. They just did that exact thing in Lincoln. All right.
right. I saw Tree Rape last night at the True. What a great band.
They're very good. I liked their earlier work. I don't like the new fusion direction of the group. All right, so Chainsaw check, Knife check, Tree Rape check. What else? What else you got in there?
I don't want to give too much away, but I'll say some of the things that are in the trailer.
Okay.
I projectile vomit on somebody's face.
Good. So much vomit.
Mm. I got buried alive in this movie, for real.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Are you claustrophobic?
I was after I did that. Yeah. I mean, I'm not really that claustrophobic, but no one enjoys getting buried alive.
How much buried alive? I mean, do they literally throw dirt on your face?
They literally, while there's a plastic bag tied around my head, an oxygen tube behind my ear, I laid in a ditch until I was completely covered with dirt.
Oh, my God.
And once my face was covered, because that was the last thing they covered, I had my hands up by my chest, and I could push the dirt off my face and start to sit up, and everyone would dig me out.
And then we go, cut. You can't do that. We're still trying to film.
Yeah, and they also, we did it a couple different ways because of, I don't know why. You could ask the director, because of setups of shots and da-da-da. But another way we did it is there was a box under the ground, and I would just lay in the box, and the top of the box was like 6 inches of dirt on top of the top. So then they just closed the box.
Oh, I see.
I was under the ground.
If you were really claustrophobic, I don't know that you could do it.
Yeah. No.
Did they ask you before?
Yeah. They asked me a lot of things before we did this movie.
Yeah.
And did it scare you off?
Yeah. They tried to. Bruce Campbell was in every single audition trying to scare all of us off and to see who could handle it.
Do I want to be buried alive? Okay.
Do you want a huge tube stuck down your throat so you can projectile vomit on someone's face?
Is that how they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is horrible.
And I was like, of course. Yeah. That's all I want to do. Give me the job.
God. I know we're not filming, but can I do that again?
I would think that tree rape would have been a no, by the way, while we're talking about things that
they
run
tree rape by you.
Yeah, it's the funniest message from I've ever gotten. It was an email from my manager at the time that the subject was tree rape. And then in the subject, or in the message part, it said, have you seen the original movie? Do you know about the original tree rape scene? They want to put it back into this script. How do you feel?
And you went back and said, I need to brush up on what tree rape is.
Well, right. I mean, I actually find that one of my favorite parts of the original movie, so I was happy to do it. It's just so bizarre.
Yes. Your director, you mentioned his name is Fede, right? Fede Alvarez.
Yes.
This is his first ever movie, right?
It's his first ever feature film.
Which is incredible that he could take on something like this and apparently do it so well. But he made a big point of not wanting to use much CGI. So
yeah,
as
no
much
CGI.
As is possible, you guys do for reals,
we
right?
We did everything for real.
Everything. Wow.
Everything.
And he thinks that stops it from appearing dated. That's what I read in one interview. He said, you know, 10 years from now, this will still look good because we're doing it for real rather than some cheesy special effects, which I think is an interesting way to go.
Yeah, it does a lot of things. And I think, you know, it's helpful and not helpful. But for the actors, like, it's definitely helpful because you're reacting to something that's actually happening. It's, you know, instead of adding it with a computer later, you're not imagining it's actually happening. And I think that makes performances better. It does make it harder. And that's why the shoot was so long.
Was the tree rape real?
Yeah. I mean, ew. I mean, it wasn't like real, but like, you know,
that's what I'm asking.
The vine was really going up.
There was
the leg.
A real tree on set, Kevin.
Okay.
It wasn't green screened in afterwards, I think.
Check it.
Wow, that got ugly fast. The Evil Dead is the movie opening up everywhere on Friday, April the 5th. It really, you know, it seems like there are more horror movies than ever before, I guess, because for most people they're cheap to make and they have a good return on their money. But this looks like the one we've been waiting for all year long. I mean, this really does look great, Jane. You should be super, super proud of it. We're very excited about it.
I am proud. I'm really proud of it. I was so surprised when I saw it, just only because I didn't watch any playback the whole time I was there, so I had no idea what it was going to look like. And then when I watched it, it's really epic.
You're like,
epic.
Hey, this
epic.
Came out good.
Yeah.
Wow.
And last question before you go, and again, we really appreciate you coming in. It's awesome to meet you. But they're already talking about a sequel. Would it be giving anything away to say whether you survived to be in the sequel?
I'm going to be in the sequel.
There you go.
If
it
happens,
check you out.
Yeah.
More throw up on the way. Love it. We're very excited about this movie. Thanks for coming in, Jane. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
You are all going to die tonight.
Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
You had puke? That's what this show's all about.
That is what this show's all about, actually.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 8:39.
March! Madness. Really? Really? That's the theme song for NCAA men's basketball, college basketball this year.
But
CBS.
Do they shout March?
That was really Omar.
Okay.
I was full of rabbits. Cousin Sal from Grantland.com and on Twitter at TheCousinSal joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Did you have the worst bracket in America? I know there was a lot of competition this year, but you couldn't have sucked any more with your original bracket, right, Sal?
That was pretty bad. I'm 48th in the office pool out of 42 or 43, I think.
All right. Well, here's the thing. If you look at what's happened, anybody that knows basketball did poorly.
Right. Right, that's exactly it. But it's weird because it's a nice representation, I think, the Sweet 16. You got of course, this crazy FGC, Florida Gulf Coast, Louisiana Purchase, University, whatever it is, University. That's a Cinderella story. Then you have your mid-majors like LaSalle and Wichita State still left. And you got the blue-chip teams, like Michigan State and Duke and Louisville and Kansas and all those. So it shouldn't be that out of whack, but it does when you look at it and you look at your bank account. Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah, it feels like it. Now, Sal, you mentioned the outliers. LaSalle, Wichita State, and FGCU. Those are the crazy teams. The other 13 teams of the Sweet 16, and I thought this was fascinating, have all won national titles previously. So you're right. That's a pretty blue-chip representation in the Sweet 16. That's a lot of good basketball clubs.
Yeah, it's all the familiar coaches we know, Krzyzewski and Patino and Bill Self and Izzo. And yeah, this FGC is what everyone wants to talk about, this Florida team. And, I want to feel good about them, but did you know much about this coach?
Not at all.
He is, he created some software for medical contractors that's worth over $100 million. He walked away from that. I mean, he still has a part of it, but he's like, I want to coach basketball. And look it up. He has a smoking hot Maxim model wife. I mean,
yeah,
I don't,
she's ridiculous. And three of the cutest kids you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if it's different, if this team is coached by like a homeless crack addict who wandered into the gym and started bossing kids around and now they're in the Sweet 16. But I don't know. I don't know if there's a success story.
Does it make it hard for you to root for him because he's got such a hot wife?
Oh, yeah, I'm very jealous in general. Yeah, I can't say.
We were talking about this with someone the other day. I don't remember who it was, Sal, but isn't it also true that he holds some sort of college record as a player, like the most successful free throw percentage in the history of NCAA college basketball?
I actually didn't know that, if it's true. You should get his penis on the phone and talk to him about it. That's outrageous.
So what do you do? This is the beautiful thing. If you're looking to make a wager, what do you do when you've got a team like that who has defied the odds and keeps winning and nobody expects them to, and they beat a team like Georgetown, for God's sakes? How do you approach a game like that when they're playing against Florida Friday night?
I'll tell you, I'm staying away from it because I usually have a big opinion about it, and I say, well, the end is near, but this is a weird team. It's like for a 15 seed, they run it up. They're like, it's like a dunk fest. It's a very strange Globetrotters-esque display they put on every game. And I don't want any part of it. They play Florida in the next round, and it seems like they should get rolled. I mean, they lost to a team called Lipscomb twice this year. I'm not even kidding. Lipscomb beat them twice. But I would stay away from them and focus on the others. I still like Louisville. I'm staying with Louisville to win it all.
You think Louisville will go the whole way?
Yeah, I think like they resemble a team from like a good team from like 12 years ago when kids stayed in college for more than 6 weeks. They have some continuity and they're strong on the inside and flashy on the out. And I think they have some good athletes enough to take them all the way.
I think the one final hysterical note about Florida Gulf Coast University is the school has only been around since 1997, which means that the players are older than the university. So that tells you all you need to know about that program. What about, because Ralph Garman is in the other room, and he is going to be in the Staples Center tomorrow night to see his LaSalle. He's a LaSalle Explorer himself. What about them versus Wichita State? Again, two teams that none of us really watched before this tournament began.
Yeah, I do what's called the knockout pool, and they have them in football where you just pick one team every week, and then you can't take them the rest of the year.
Right.
And LaSalle knocked me out. So aside from I'm really actually thinking of changing my name. It's gotten so bad.
Cousin LaSalle.
Yeah. But they have a nice ride. Why wouldn't you want to? If I'm Ralph, I root for Arizona, who's the lesser of the teams against Ohio State. And then LaSalle has a nice matchup against Arizona if they're to advance. So can you imagine that team going to the Final Four?
Do you think they will?
No, I actually think Ohio State holds on. But I think that side of the bracket is fun to watch. And, I might be playing Would You Like to Take That Back very shortly. I do like Ohio State in the Final Four.
Kevin was on vacation last week, Sal, when we talked to you. So he didn't hear about something new that you're involved in. I want to put in another plug for FightClub.com because I want to find out how you did. Explain to folks who weren't with us last week what it is. And then I want to hear if you made any money off of it personally.
It's basically you pick five players who are on the court that day, any team, and the other guy picks five players, and you play anywhere between $200 and $500, and the winner, whoever has the best stats at the end of the day wins. You know, you go on the next day, you start a new season. You don't have to worry about injuries or knucklehead friends making bonehead offers to you. You just play, and then you play again, and until you, all you need is $2. Who doesn't have $2 for crying out loud?
So, Kevin, you can bet, you can pick a player who you think, for instance, is going to have the most rebounds in a game, for instance, and you can bet against somebody else on a computer and
it's
make money off
of it. It's fantasy basketball.
It's exactly what it is. Yeah, but it's day by day. It's one day fantasy basketball. Now, Sal, I know you were very excited about it. How did you do with your picks last week?
I lost everything. Everything that stupid site fronted me is gone. So,
I love the fact that you're our guy. We go to you every week, and you're losing money like crazy.
Exactly. Do you hear from the Kevin and Bean listeners when you make your picks, either you know this week with basketball or throughout the season of the NFL? Do they really like unload on you, Sal, when you lose them money?
Absolutely. I have most of them blocked. I'll be honest. I do hear from them, yeah.
Well, the Sweet 16 is going to be so much fun. I mean, it's the one thing that you can't screw up is the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. I mean, every year, has there ever been a year that it hasn't been great? Now, the final game isn't always a great game, but they're always enjoyable. It's an always enjoyable ride to get to that point, right?
No, it's very competitive. It's very competitive. And it shouldn't be any different, honestly. I can't imagine a scenario where Saturday, Monday of next week isn't interesting.
Exactly. You can go to fightclub.com if you want to lose all your money like Sal has. You can read all about grantland.com where Sal is blogging like a mofo about the tournament, and follow him on Twitter at @TheCousinSal. And, of course, check him out weeknights on ABC at 11:30 with his real-life cousin Jimmy Kimmel. Sal, thanks for the time, man. We enjoyed it.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 minutes till 9 o'clock.
Ooh-ah. Adam Carolla joins us after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, about 10 minutes away from right now, this
I
week
hate.
In Rage.
Stop.
Yes, you do, Adam. You hate. Yeah. That's what you do.
That's what I do.
First, though, Ralph Garman is here, time for the Showbiz Beat on a Wednesday.
Before I get to the beat, how about an advanced screening of a movie we were just talking about, The Evil Dead?
Yay!
Thank you, Mario. I'll be dead.
You are all going to die tonight.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Same thing. You're all going to die tonight, or by tomorrow you'll all be dead. Either way,
means the
same time frame.
Although it sounds a little different.
Same time frame.
You're all going to die tonight.
By tomorrow you'll all be dead.
Just saying.
Not quite as scary.
Same timetable.
But not quite as scary.
But the results are the same.
But not quite as scary.
Come daybreak,
dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Agreed.
By daybreak, you'll all be really, really sick.
You're all going to die tonight.
Yeah. Different phraseology, that's all. We're having a special K-Rock advance screening. April the 2nd at the ArcLight Theater in Hollywood. Movies in theaters everywhere the 5th, but you'll be able to tell your friends, Evil Dead, saw it. Kidding me? I'm going to go see inappropriate comedy instead because I've already seen Evil Dead.
No one will ever say that.
They won't.
No, they'll see it again.
Call right now, 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First 5 callers who get through with that number will win a pair of passes to the advanced screening of Evil Dead.
You are all going to die tonight.
By tomorrow morning, a lot of you will be, your relatives will be reading your will.
One's scary, one's not quite so.
My screenwriting
memory. You're all going to die tonight.
And a lot of authorities will be making calls to your friends and relatives, letting them know that you're not well.
Bad news.
Ah, Bieber. Oh, Bieber.
He's the best.
What happened to that sweet little boy out of Canada that we all fell in love with?
First of all, not everyone fell in love with
his tousled hair and his clear-eyed look and his sweet, sweet voice. Now he's just a punk. He's a punk-ass kid driving his Ferrari up and down the street, waking all the neighbors. That's what happened this week. He had his new Ferrari delivered to his house in Calabasas. Decided he had to race the car up and down the streets of his neighborhood at 9 a.m.
Does he do anything that doesn't scream, look at me?
No, he does not. And it worked. Someone looked at him. One of his neighbors came out and looked at him hard, confronted him and said, hey, this is BS. I got kids who are trying to sleep, and you're racing the car up and down the streets in front of my house. They got into a screaming match, and according to the neighbor, Justin took a poke at him.
But more a slap, because it's Justin, right?
Guy called the cops, filed a battery report. Police are looking into it. He's just sent him back to his own damn country, that's all.
That'll
be Canada's problem again. Stick them in one of those maple syrup vats that we send back there when they're empty and say, here you go. Take them back and fill this up and send it back because we're going to have pancakes to be eaten, Canada.
By tomorrow, you'll all be out of
practice. You're all going to die tonight.
Bond fans, you'll be happy to know the James Bond nail polish is coming out.
All right.
Uh-huh.
The James
Bond. Nothing says nail polish like James Bond.
Well, Lisa, think about it. Think of all the Bond girls through the years.
It's true.
Famous. Is it called Bond Girls?
It is, actually.
Okay.
It's named after each of the Bond girls. It's a six-piece set. One bottle named after each Bond girl. In stores in May. It's by a company called OPI.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. I'm down with OPI.
Oh, wow.
Here's
didn't we just do, would strong. You like to take that back? Do we have to start a new file already?
Nope. Here's your colors you get to choose from. Vesper. She was Eva Green in Gin Royale, remember?
Just get to pussy galore.
Forgot.
All right. Pussy galore. Guess what color pussy galore is? I'm afraid to guess. Well, she was in the movie Goldfinger.
Gold.
Okay. No, pink. How do I do it? Honey Rider from Dr. No. That one is gold. Solitaire. Jane Seymour from Live and Let Die is pewter gray. Tiffany Case. Jill St. John from Diamonds Are Forever. Blue. Jinx. Halle Berry from Die Another Day. Tangerine. And Vesper. Eva Green's color is a deep eggplant purple.
Hmm. So, of course, Eva Green would be purple.
Buy them. Buy them now.
But this is America. I want it now.
Well, you can't have it now. You have to wait till May. Brother, some of you won't be buying it in May.
You are all going to die tonight.
That's right, because you're all going to die tonight. Today's celebrity birthday is Quentin Tarantino's 50 years old today. Kevin Corrigan from Fringe and Grounded for Life is 44 years old. Pauly Perrette from NCIS is 44. Mariah Carey, 43 years old today. No.
Bell for Mariah Carey.
Mariah
agree.
Carey, Bell. No Bell.
We're voting
not
no.
Not saying she's not crazy.
No Bell Peace
she's
Prize.
She's still pretty.
She's not. She's old.
She's not Bell worthy.
If you've never heard of her before and you saw her on the TV,
you'd say,
think,
that's a pretty lady.
What horrible accident was she in? That's what you'd think.
You know what the problem is?
Face? Did they do reconstructive surgery?
You know what the problem is? I think she believes she's that hot and she puts out that air of I'm that hot. If she didn't, it wouldn't
and
be
that's
so
my
offensive.
Point, is that's what's, and that's what's confusing is because you know too much about Mariah Carey to be able to see her objectively, which is that she's a pretty woman.
No. You go down to any bodega and swing a churro and you'll hit 19 girls hotter than her.
I don't know what it is that is, but I agree.
World. I'm saying she's attractive.
And we're saying no Bell.
Elizabeth Mitchell from Revolution and Lost is 43 years old today. Nathan Fillion from Castle, he is 42. Fergie of Black Eyed Peas is 38.
Fergie, you're fugly, bitch.
Oh, come on. Jesse J is 25 years old today. Brenda Song from Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. And
come on. That's just, you can't have the Bell anymore.
Thank you, Kevin. She's 25. And Kimbra, the singer, songwriter, is 23 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Amalfi Restaurant on North La Brea Avenue in Los Angeles. Doors open at, let's say, 5:30 or something like that today. Show starts at 7 o'clock with our good friend Adam Carolla doing a live podcast with Doug Benson. How much fun does that sound? And the Ace Man joins us on the phone again this week here on the Kevin Bean Show. Hi, Adam. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, real quick, before we get to This Week in Rage, because you know I'm always interested in the stuff you've got going on. You wrote an article this week about driving the new Tesla electric car, which is something that I have been fascinated with. Are they finally getting to the point where they're reasonable and worth thinking about buying, Adam?
Everything's expensive. You know, they have like a stage one, stage two, and stage three. You know, one has a lot quicker, 0-60, and has more range. But I think they started about 60, but get a bunch of subsidies from the government and stuff like that. But if you think about it, you never have to go to the gas station again, and it's a great-looking car. I mean, for me, everyone always talks about the price of gas, and definitely that's an issue. But how about the folks at the gas station? Ever want to hang out with any of those gents ever again?
No.
You're going to miss Habib giving you the stink eye from through the 3 inches of Lexan. I mean, what are you going to miss about the gas station?
That's
part
true.
Where you get just a little bit of gas splash on your trousers, and or the part where your hands are all filthy from holding the thing, or the part where you're trying to throw your credit card through the thing, and then you get the guy on the PA system. Yeah, zip code! Zip code!
So you're saying
code number 7! are we going to miss any of this experience?
That's an interesting point. So you're saying, the money aside, the least pleasant 10 minutes of your week every week is going to the gas station, so why not get rid of that, get yourself an electric car?
Really? really, and it's beautiful. And I saw one actually up close and personal. Actually, I drove one a few months ago. But Sean Green, the ex Dodger great, drives one, and he was doing a podcast with Dr. Drew over at my place, and I got to go check it out again the other day.
Wow, and, well, sounds like
fun. Dr. Drew, by the way, who's a world-class a-hole, because he did this. I was sitting on my sofa, Sean Green, who was not in a Dodger uniform, who the last time I saw Sean Green, I was doing a celebrity softball game in 2001 at Dodger Stadium. After the show, he walked him over to me, who was sitting on the sofa, and did the thing where he goes, "You remember this guy, right?"
Oh, no. Uncool, doctor. Uncool.
Uncool, but way funny.
First off, the only time I've seen him is in a Dodger uniform wearing a ball cap, and it was 13 years ago.
Were you able to play it off?
No, you know what I did? I was so pissed off that I said, "No, I'm sorry, I don't remember you." And then I turned to Drew and started cussing him out. Why are you doing this? What's in it for you? Why should I know? Who is he? What? And then when I found out who he was, I was really pissed.
I understand from Dr. Drew's point. It's fun to watch you squirm.
I didn't squirm. I started yelling at Drew the entire time.
You can go to AdamCarolla.com for all the details about tonight's event, the upcoming Mangria testing in Las Vegas, and so much more. First, though, it's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting at 3 and working my way up to number 1, I'm just put it out there. Maybe let people vote on it on the website. Dumber old guy earring, Morgan Freeman or Harrison Ford? Like, of all the guys who didn't need to get an earring, like, and who knows? Maybe I'll turn 61, look in the mirror one day and go, "You know what's missing?"
You won't.
A single stud in my right ear.
That's easy. That's Harrison Ford.
Yes.
Morgan Freeman is the best.
Totally agree.
So, Harry, having trouble pulling down the tail without the ear jewelry? Like, do you think there are a lot of chicks looking at Harrison Ford going, I know he was Han Solo, but where's the earring?
It does seem completely unnecessary, that's for sure.
All right. So because Morgan's a brother, we give him, like, we will give him a cultural pass or something on it, right?
I love everything Morgan Freeman does, so I'm fine with
him. Then. My thing is, these guys are allowed to get earrings,
right?
But they must wear it in every role. So, in Morgan Freeman, you're playing the president. I need to see a diamond stud in there. How cool would it be if Obama just got a big diamond stud, just a single diamond
stud? That'd be pretty strong.
I think he could have pulled that off. He was popular enough early in his first term. I think he'd get impeached if he tried it now, though.
Now's the time to do it, though. Where are you going? Like, what are they going to do? All right. Oh, well, look, clamp on. See how the press reacts. You can always remove it.
I like it.
There you go.
All right. My second one. Oh, boy. I had a moment it was last week where I had two simultaneous thoughts. One is all is right with the universe, and the other is I'm going to set this city on fire and move to Canada.
Okay.
Uh-oh. My car was parked outside a diner. I came outside till I was leaving. I noticed the bumper was scuffed up, looked like someone had backed up into it, had hit it. I thought, of course, someone hits it, no one comes in, says anything. Then I go to the windshield, there's a note on the windshield.
Really?
It's a very thoughtful note written by a nice woman that said, "I hit your car, here's my insurance, here's my driver's license number, here's my home number, and if you need anything, and if there's any damage, please don't hesitate to call me." And I just stood there by my windshield, and I thought, my God, there's a decent person living in this city, someone with an ounce of humanity left in them. I took one half step back toward my car, stepped right in the middle of chewing gum. And this was about 2 weeks ago when it was 97 degrees, and it was on the blacktop, and it was 2 in the afternoon.
Sweet.
And it was like foot bukkake. It's like I could not get my foot off the ground. I lifted it. There was a strand. I could not bend my knee and lift my leg high enough so that there was a bridge that was not unbroken. I just scrape it sideways. I was wearing the Adidas that have all the super thin fins in the bottom. They're still sitting outside, by the way.
Sure.
I won't bring them in the house.
Oh, they're ruined. You'll never wear them again.
Oh, I need liquid nitrogen and a dental instrument to get that stuff out of the sole.
Yeah.
And this was spat out on the blacktop right where my car door is. It's hard to avoid. These animals that are done with their gum and just spit it out wherever they may be. And especially in between automobiles in a parking lot where someone is sure, you know, if you spat it out in the middle where the transmission leak
yeah, you'll
was.
Drive over it.
You drive over it. But this is in between two cars. There's a 19-inch corridor. Someone is going to step in your gum.
Adam, I don't know how to tell you this, but the only person that was in that position was the woman who left you a note.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank God I have her phone number and her DNA in the bottom of my shoe. And number one. I stumbled onto this the other day, but someone brought up the four-man bobsled team. And then I thought to myself, that's a lot of guys in a sled, you know?
Right.
And then I thought, we never win this thing, number one. And then I thought to myself, what are the two guys in the middle really doing, you know? The guy in the front is steering.
Right.
The guy in the back is the brake man.
Right.
But the two dudes in the middle, and I realize they go and train for, you know, 12 hours a day, and basically their training is this. Run as hard as you can pushing this sled for about 8 seconds, then jump into the sled and attempt to perform oral on yourself. That's it. It's just push, 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 suck, 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 suck. It's over. Isn't that basically it?
Well, it seems like it, yeah.
That's the entire sport could just be distilled down for the two middle guys. Push as hard as you can, suck as hard as you can, then get to the bombs and see the Russians won.
Well, I hope they hire you to do Olympic play-by-play, because I think you're all set for it. Tonight at the Amalfi Ristorante on North La Brea in Los Angeles, see Adam Carolla with special guest Doug Benson. Sounds like a lot of fun. Get your tickets at adamcarolla.com. Thanks, Ace Man. Have a great week.
Thanks.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 941.
Fire beer mug.
Yeah.
Rob is here. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat here on The Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
The Biebs. The Biebs is going on. Or going off, I should say. He's back from his overseas tour back home in Calabasas, California. Apparently, he had his brand new Ferrari delivered to his house on Monday night. So you can't have a brand new Ferrari without deciding to put the pedal to the metal, test her out a little bit.
You sound like an unbelievable douche.
Blow the carbon up the pistons, as we say in the business.
Sure.
So he decides to race it up and down the streets of his neighborhood. Calabasas, for those of you who don't know, is just a sleepy little bedroom community.
Yeah. And the houses are jammed together.
And they're really expensive. Yeah. And people move there because they want to get out of the city, get out of the noise, get out of the hassles.
They want to get away from Bieber.
Yes. And yet Bieber follows them and drives his Ferrari up and down their streets at 9 a.m. in the morning, to the chagrin of one particular neighbor who came outside of his house and confronted Justin about his lack of consideration for his neighbors. They got into a screaming match, and according to the neighbor, Justin took a swing at him and threatened.
Oh my goodness, that was crazy.
Threatened to do worse.
Yeah, I would have said, all right, go ahead.
So the guy called the cops and filed a battery report, and cops are looking into it to see whether Bieber needs to stand trial for gun.
What a dumb douchebag.
I'm going to slap you,
bro.
F you up, bro. What'd you say, bro, about my Ferrari?
I think he was wearing the gas mask when he was swinging.
He was topless and wearing the gas mask. He was just shirtless, wearing the gas mask, and that bright Big Bird yellow hat with the spikes on it.
He had all of the accoutrement.
Accoutrement? Not even what the hell I'm talking about.
I miss that dude.
I miss Winnebago Man, too. I watched that documentary again the other day.
The whole thing?
Yeah. Boy, it's a fascinating documentary. He's just a fascinating dude.
If you don't know what we're talking about, search Winnebago Man on YouTube.
Yeah, check him out. Star Trek, How I Love You. There's going to be a big Hollywood auction next month. The people at Julian's Auctions in Beverly Hills are doing an auction on the 5th and 6th, featuring a ton of show business memorabilia, including a one-of-a-kind phaser laser rifle carried by William Shatner himself as Captain James T. Kirk in the second pilot for the Star Trek series from 1966. It's expected to fetch somewhere north of $70,000, this prop.
Wow.
A prop that most people have never heard of.
Oh, it's classic, though. In fact, you see, there's a lot of press photos shot of the original cast, and Shatter's always holding that phaser rifle. They didn't use it a lot in the series. They used it mostly just in that one first episode, but some great shots of him holding it. It's just an iconic piece of Star Trek memorabilia.
Tremble before my encyclopedic knowledge of Star Trek.
That's right. And Trek fans would lose their kidney.
But it was only in the first episode.
But it's iconic.
Why is it iconic if no one remembers it?
Because there's a ton of press footage and photographs and pictures of Shatner holding that rifle.
Not interested.
And it's a key piece in that first pilot episode where he gets his buddy Gary Lockwood and just buries him with that rock slide. Remember? Because he's got the power to move things with his mind.
I would never watch. Ralph says, remember?
Remember? You know the episode.
I would never watch the show
Sally
after
Kellerman,
that description.
Gary Lockwood?
No.
I don't think so, Jim. I have the power of a god, Jim.
I don't even know what that is.
He's his best friend, and he turns on him because he has too much power. Absolute
What's
power.
What's the point of this story?
Corrupts absolutely.
Can people who hate Star Trek leave?
Come on.
That's bullshit.
I have the power of a god, Jim. But all the realities of a human.
How much are you paying for it? I guess is the question that we're asking.
Look, I got my own collection. I'm already in the red on Batman. I can't start collecting Star Trek too. But if I was going to pick one piece, this would be sweet.
Over having William Shatner stuff.
Oh, stop it.
Yes, everything would be over that.
They're also selling the Black Beauty, the Green Hornet's car from the 2011 film, which looks a lot like the one from the 60s, by the way. It's an Imperial crown, all tricked out.
Now, we've seen that one. Remember, they had it on display at Comic-Con. That's right. We were down there broadcasting live.
Yeah, that's expected to go for over 60 grand. And Christopher Reeve, one of his Superman.
They're selling Christopher Reeve?
No, Superman's flying costume with the red cape and the boots from Superman 4 also going up for auction. That's only expected to bring around 30G. So you can get a Superman costume for cheap these days.
Only 30G.
That's cheap. I think it's because it's from Superman 4, which blew.
Wasn't that what happened in 4? Which one was that, Ralph?
4 was the quest for peace, man. That's when Superman takes all of the nuclear weapons in the world and puts them in a big net and swings them around his head and throws them at the sun.
That sounds dumb.
It's way dumb. It's so stupid. He does it quick.
Is a nerd.
Some kid writes him a letter and says, Superman, can you just please stop all the nuclear war? And he goes, he's right, I should do something. And he collects all the weapons.
That was a movie?
That was a movie.
Wow. I want a
That's
one-man
the one with Nuclear
show.
Man. Remember Nuclear Man?
I want a one-man show of Ralph describing Superman. All movies.
He takes some of Superman's DNA and he makes his own Superman. And John Cryer's his cousin. Or
no,
his nephew?
We don't remember that.
John Cryer's Lex Luthor's cousin.
We don't remember that.
Are we still on the air?
Skippy Luthor or something. I forget what his name was. But
probably
was,
not Skippy.
He was his nephew. Gee, Uncle Lex.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Boy. It's like having 20/20 vision in the world of the blind around here when it comes to you people.
Nerd alert. Nerd alert.
And more nerd news. Captain America, the Winter Soldier. That cast is coming together as they make the next Captain America movie starring Chris Evans. I mentioned earlier in the week that Robert Redford was in talks to play one of the executives of S.H.I.E.L.D. In the film, Emily Van Camp, who stars in Revenge on ABC, she is in talks to play Captain America's love interest in the film. And Georges St. Pierre has been added to the cast.
GSP.
Yeah. UFC welterweight champion. He'll be starring as Batroc the Leaper.
It's not a real thing.
It is a supervillain. He is Batroc the Leaper. He has very strong legs, and he can leap.
That's it?
Very well.
He just leaps?
He is a good leaper. But when he finally leaps to, you know what else? He has got savate, which is a French form of martial arts, a mix of boxing and kickboxing. And he just kicks the crap out of you, man. But Cap's got his shield. Boong! Boong! He blocks those kicks with his shield. Boong! Boong!
What is happening today?
I'm having fun. That's what's happening. Is that such a sin? People don't know.
Depends on what you're having fun with. In this particular case, yes.
I have the power of a god, Jim. But all the frailties of human.
How can you love it? It's crap.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Can we get a little birthday music there, B?
Birthday.
Yeah, birthday.
It's my candle blowing birthday.
Sweet music.
Show. Today's birthday is Quentin Tarantino, director of Django Unchained, of course, Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill, 50 years old today.
Double Oscar winner, if my math is correct.
For Django, and what else?
And for Pulp Fiction, Pulp Fiction. I think. I think he won the screenwriting Oscar for Pulp Fiction as well.
Kevin Corrigan, Fringe, Grounded for Life, very talented actor, 44 years old today. Pauly Perrette from NCIS is 44 years old. You know, Doc has a crush on Pauly Perrette.
What?
Doc, our newsman, has a huge crush on Pauly Perrette.
Yes. I'd like to NC her IS.
We don't even know what that means.
It doesn't make sense.
What does that mean?
I don't know, Doc. Mariah Carey is 43 years old today. Stop it. Stop it.
I agree.
Stop giving Mariah Carey a bell.
No bell.
You guys apparently have never seen what she looks
no
like.
No bell. Peace prize.
Scientific survey
woman.
Tomorrow morning. We're going to put
attractive
this to rest.
Woman.
Elizabeth Mitchell from Lost in Revolution is 43 years old as well. Nathan Fillion from Castle. Damn, I love that show. He is 42 years old. Fergie from Black Eyed Peas is 38.
I have lost all respect for all of you and the Black Eyed Peas. No. And Fergie, you ugly bitch.
Oh, come on. Bad enough she's Fergie. Singer-songwriter Jessie J celebrates her 25th birthday today. Actress Brenda Song. She was a Disney girl, and most recently she's been on...
Bing.
New Girl.
Don't make us send SEAL Team 6 in there to steal your bell.
We'll double tap you.
Well, I've got Wendy Woo, the Warrior Princess, on my side. We're going to be fine.
Where's Chris Hansen?
When you're creepy. She's 25, you guys.
Yeah,
come
when
on.
You first started Wendy wooing her, she was
12.
12.
She's younger than she is now, but yeah, she's still an attractive woman. She's grown into
she's
a very attractive
not- 10 bell attractive, Bean. That's
I
about,
love her.
That's about 25 people in the world.
You can't break us up.
I want to meet you and fool around.
That's Bean's email to Wendy Wu. And Kimber, the singer-songwriter Kimber, is 23 years old today. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. We have Danny Trejo in the studio.
Machete.
Yes.
Machete.
Odd that would play.
Taking bells back for Danny Trejo? I don't even remember ringing a bell for Danny Trejo.
I had gotten this up.
This is Machete.
Machete.
That's what I thought it was going to be.
Machete.
This is Machete.
Also tomorrow, Dr. Drew.
Machete.
This is Machete.
Machete.
Brand new internet roundup.
This is Machete.
Hold him. Machete.
Machete.
And we also have your Coachella 3-day passes tomorrow morning.
He was given an offer he couldn't refuse.
Machete. This is Machete.
Machete. He knows the score. He gets the women. And he kills the bad guys.
Machete.
This is Machete.
Machete.